good day. There's gonna be a good day. There's gonna be a good day. There's gonna be a good day. No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, it's the happiest time of my day.
Yeah.
When I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field, stadium announcer, Philip Robert John Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
And let's just turn down this music for a moment to hear Rob. To hear Rob.
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 Where did this come from?
Sesame Street.
Rob.
Time for Rob.
Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, all right, okay. Rob.
I'm glad that you chose to start today's show out with a mention of Phil Hochberg.
Why is that?
I found out the darndest thing about him.
What?
Do you know that his cousin is Stedman Graham?
Oh,
good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Stab in the Ass and all the ships at sea. Hey, if you're coming, they're leaving. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, and hello, thank you for listening, everybody. It's Wednesday, June 7th, year 2000. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Of course, there's no school. All offices are closed. Banks are closed. No mail delivery.
Couldn't get my mail. I'm always frustrated on this day because I can't get my mail.
Yes, it's a national holiday. It's National Free Today. And, well, it's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday, and she's here.
Hey, she's in the building.
Yeah, she, you know, she's always complaining that she wants a microphone on the show. So
yes.
I figured now, 45th birthday,
right?
Definitely getting close to wall time. Bring her in. Bring her in, and let me give her a special birthday treat. So please,
very nice.
Wheel in my wife. Please, please wheel her in the room now.
I'm waiting to applaud.
Where is she?
Do we have coronation music, like a fanfare for the queen?
Well, I have happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh.
Come here.
Here
she comes.
Here.
You got to give me some sugar first.
Here she comes.
Come here.
Okay.
You got to give me something now.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm
watching.
What, honey?
Not the Oogie Kiss.
No, dude. No, come on. No. Open mouth.
It's always the same exercise.
Come on, open mouth.
I'm going to the dentist.
Open mouth.
Oh.
That's right. Give her some tongue.
Toy and Lisa were at the window staring.
That's because they would both change places with you in a moment, honey.
Absolutely.
Wait, what are you doing? Well, go to the microphone over there. I can't hear you.
Birthday, dear Frida.
That's Frida's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I believe, Robbie, where are the flowers that were sent by one of the affiliates?
Ah, very nice.
One of our affiliates actually sent you flowers today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I brought you something.
You brought me something.
Yeah, you know, I was cleaning out tapes and papers and that kind of thing.
Yes.
This one is only like a minute long, but it's Bart when he was two.
Oh, honey, I'm not going to play that.
Oh, it's so sweet. It has a message from Uncle Mike on it.
Honey, it's like Kathy Lee used to do that.
No.
Okay, there are flowers. And those flowers come from radio station KCJJ.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
One of our affiliates.
Frida Geronimo. Yeah, I feel like Wilma Flintstone when I read things like that on
That's
it.
A beautiful vase.
Some very nice roses.
Well, that is so nice.
And before Mike presents you with his gift, Rob, you got to move those out of the way so I can see Frida, please.
You got it.
Before, I would just like
that
it.
That is gorgeous.
I would like it announced on the record today.
What?
The gift that I gave you?
Oh, yeah.
After all your bitching?
I didn't bitch about it at all.
Well, come on, was it a thoughtful gift?
It was very thoughtful.
And I would like to point out, after I gave my wife a thoughtful gift today, one of the first things she said was, wow, this must have cost a lot.
Well,
very good.
So you did.
Appreciated it.
Yeah, I know, but that's because I worry about our budget. I'm the one who pays the bill, and I'll see it on the credit card bill.
I'd,
I don't earn the money in our family. I just spend the money in our family.
So she approved of the gift?
Yeah, of course she liked it.
No, it's wonderful. Very romantic. Well, it's a weekend away, just the two of us, where he's going to do everything I want to do. Horseback ride.
Let's go easy on that. We don't have to let all of the secrets
no
go.
No cigars.
No cigars.
I didn't say that.
Everything I want to do.
But the place you're going is good for cigars.
Yeah, but he's not going to even think about cigars while we're there.
But you...
Playing in the surf.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to think about
cigars. You're just
cigars.
Not going
to
smoke them while you're there.
No, I didn't say that.
He's not going to visit the factory that's like a mile away.
That's what I'm not going to do.
Cigars, and I'm sure
that's what I'm not going to do.
Well, I know your way.
Nothing to do with
listen,
that
hold
factory.
On. Did you or did you not want to go to that place? Did you or did you not mention that you wanted to go to that place?
I had discussed that would be that's a nice resort and right near a cigar factory. I thought that you and I would both be happy there.
And I got a place that purposely. You know, has all the junk you like. You know, outdoor trail walking, rock climbing, horses.
He's going to do the yoga class with me.
Cool. Listen, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
That's good. That's very sensitive. That's
very sensitive.
Oh, after your mic. He's a sensitive guy.
Well, anyway, I think Mike has a gift for you before I bring you your other gift today.
Speaking of sensitive guys.
Thank you for my card.
You're welcome, Frida. Here's a little something for you, Frida.
And as you can see,
look there.
Mike went whole hog with the wrapping.
It's reduced calorie bread.
Yes, that's Wonder Light. That's the bag that I have.
He put it in a bread bag.
Now read the note.
Oh, all right. I'll read the note first.
No, and please, of course, give it the proper reading.
Wife of my partner, conscience of the show. Do you or don't you like me? I guess I'll never know. Donnie is you lover. I think that's what
you are. Sorry.
You are full of fun.
Sorry, I just got it done. That's why I was late.
Donnie is you lover. Buzzy is your friend. Broyhill calls you every day with talks that never end. But Frida, it's your birthday, and I've go those boys beat.
I've got those boys beat. God damn it.
Because I wrote a poem for you, a special birthday feat.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not enough, they say, from Mike the big old fag, I also got a nice Merlot and put it in a bag.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike.
You're
welcome. Happy birthday, Mike.
That's, always use spell check, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike the big old fag.
Much. Always use spell check.
Well, a nice open mouth kiss for you now.
See if you can curb your desire. Oh, look at that. Yeah.
There you go.
Listen to that. Curb your desire to just peel the top off that bottle and start drinking it right now.
I really should have used spell check. But hey, it wouldn't be me if it didn't have. I go you. There you go.
No, you know what? And they're spelled right, so spell check wouldn't even caught this. I mean, they're still words.
Yes, just, that's right. So
that's
work.
The wrong word.
Yes, that's true. But see, that's me.
No, but of course I love you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Who are you talking to, him or me?
I'm talking to the guy who asked me in a poem. There's nothing more romantic or thoughtful than that.
Oh, please. I can't win. I swear to God. I can't win with you. Bring in the birthday surprise.
Here comes the birthday surprise.
Not a stripper.
Yes, it is.
I
lied to you. I lied to you.
I
am tired of her. I am tired of your bitching and complaining about naked girls on this show, and I'm tired of hearing from you all the time. How would you like it if I was surrounded by naked guys on the show? Here you go.
I didn't bring any 20s.
I don't care.
Any bills.
Honey, it's on me. I've taken care of this. It's on the house.
I told you.
There's no need to.
You notice
that
when we have lady strippers, they're right in here when you call for them, but the guy strippers are always slackers.
I thought you were giving me a microphone.
No, I'm not giving you a microphone. I'm giving you a stripper. I'm tired of hearing for 18 years. I'm tired of hearing. Well, you have naked girls on this show. How would you like it if I had naked guys? And I've always said I have no problem with it.
Yeah, but if I have to have a naked guy.
Here he is.
Hi.
Here he is now.
All right.
I saw him in the lobby.
He didn't look like a stripper.
He
dressed
like a.
Oh, well,
I'll take him aside.
He does look like some business guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Does he have his queer disco music?
All right.
Do you have? Yeah, there's a boom box.
It's all plugged in. So I'll plug in.
We're ready to go?
Well, wait a minute. There's some, maybe the girls in the station want to see it.
Sure, yeah. Let's get Toy and Lisa come in if they'd like.
Toy and Lisa,
hey,
if you'd like
to.
Hey, buddy, just keep it on that side, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
This is Lorenzo, and he is courtesy of Amazing Entertainment. AmazingEntertainment.com.
Oh, my.
And what he's doing right now is he's basically humping my wife.
Yes, he is.
Standing right now, he's doing that thing. He's going to put out the fire on her lap.
He is doing that. Lorenzo.
Hey, Lisa, you got to move that microphone over there. And Lisa, tell me what's going on, please.
Oh, God.
Right now, Frida is proceeding to unbuckle Lorenzo's pants.
Oh, God.
Nice butt.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead.
Who's the celebrity really Lorenzo nice most resembles?
He's taking off
Stedman
his
Graham's
shirt,
retarded
very
brother.
Huh?
No, nothing.
No.
No.
Oh,
he just threw the shirt on Mike.
He got it up like soft soap on there or whatever.
What is like the heart? I didn't know legs made that hard.
Oh, listen to her.
She's commenting on his hard legs.
Jesus Christ. That's not his leg, honey. You got to move that microphone a little closer. Yeah. Yeah, Charlie, take some digital photos. Of this.
I can't take it off.
Hold on, what's happening? You know, I can't hear.
Lisa is assisting Lorenzo in removing his shoes.
Hey, will somebody move the microphone closer to where my wife's mouth is?
Lisa, move the mic. There you go. Frida's got the microphone.
Can you hear me, honey?
Right. Now
wait
on
a minute. Wait a minute. Lisa's assisting.
Oh, my God.
All right.
This is the queerest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, dear. Lisa's now.
He's a nice young man.
Yes.
I've told you all along, honey.
A grandmother.
I've told you all along.
Sugar Bear, somehow it's not the same.
Now, how is it not? You know how it's not the same when the girls come
in here?
When the girls.
No, this gives you a feeling of how it really is.
When the girls.
I swear to God, this is exactly what it's like for us.
And the difference is when the girls come in, they're not sitting on my lap rubbing their genitals against me.
God.
Oh, my God. He has a sandwich going now with Frida and Lisa.
Oh, my God.
Down to his Calvin.
Right, now,
oh, dear.
I feel like
what?
In the wrong room.
Oh, dear.
Now there is a shot of he's basically humping my wife and.
No, he's humping Lisa.
Yeah, he's paying more attention to Lisa than he is to your wife right now, pal. That's the birthday girl right over there.
Well, there seems to be some kind of kinetic energy between Lisa and the stripper.
Shocker, you know. What a shock that is.
Oh,
right
now, wait a minute. You just keep your wiener away from her face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, now he's virtually.
He's virtually
shoving his crotch into my wife's face.
Lorenzo!
And taking off his underpants now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Oh, the ladies seem to be enjoying themselves. Turnabout is fair play.
Jesus Christ.
Now, your wife has just helped Lorenzo off with his briefs.
Yeah. See, all of this is just going to be more ammunition for me.
Yes.
To have a nice big nude fest in here very, very soon.
Absolutely.
Very
back
soon.
So what's he doing?
What is he doing?
Oh, he's taking a picture of your wife.
He's she is sitting in the chair, and he is standing, straddling her, putting his crotch right in her face.
He's got a G-string on right now.
Now she's taking his shirt off.
The T-shirt.
Lisa, would you like to offer any commentary?
Huh?
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Okay, now Frida's playing with his ass.
She is.
And he is.
Oh, dear.
And he's,
oh, dear.
And now we can see his ass cheeks.
All right, now what's he doing? What did he whisper? What did he whisper to you?
What did he say, Lisa?
I want to know if I brought the dollar bill.
The dollar bill.
The dollar bill to put down by his genitals.
He's got too much perfume to cover his man stink.
All right, now what he's doing is he's... He is... Oh, now that's not... Come on, honey.
What's he doing?
Listen, I might as well be able to bang Lisa today on my way home. Look at what is happening here.
Oh, God.
Why does his ass have to be over here?
I told him to go on the other side.
What he did was he took a dollar bill and tucked it into the collar of my wife's shirt, then took it out with her mouth. Oh, and now she's going to put the dollar bill in his crotch with her mouth.
That's not sanitary.
That's nice.
All right, she's sticking the dollar bill in there.
Do something to him you never do to me. That's okay.
Would any of the other ladies like to give Lorenzo a dollar bill? Toya, would you like to give him a dollar bill?
You tell me how it's done, Lisa.
Oh, my God. Now, Frida has her hands down this guy's pants. She just put her hands down the stripper's pants with a dollar bill.
You have to show me how to do it.
Look at this.
All right, now Lisa is going to put the dollar bill in her mouth. Oh, dear.
And put it into his pants.
All right, there we go. All right. Oh, Lorenzo. Oh, dear.
He was a whore. Isn't the show about over yet?
Well, this is nice to do this, you know, for the ladies once in a while, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah. Now what do you do?
God bless Frida and her birthday.
Now he is picking my wife up.
Oh, watch out for her head.
You're banging her head on the light.
He's carrying your wife out into the studio.
No, he's carrying her to the back of the room.
All right, now what you doing? Oh, I'm so glad he's gone.
It's like he's dry humping her.
Oh, no.
And now he has her on the floor.
You know, you complain about my perfume.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now he actually has her on the floor. She's on her back. My wife is on her back with her legs spread.
Lorenzo is giving us the A material here.
Jesus. Somebody break that boombox. That music is about to drive me crazy. He doesn't need the music to mount my wife. I can't. Again, everything's happening at the back of the room.
There seem to be a lot of women in here right now. What happened? What happened there?
What happened? Well, apparently, he's now put the dollar bills, I think, between her legs.
Oh, my.
And he's going down and fishing them out with his mouth.
Yeah, that's not sanitary.
I don't think so.
Jesus. Listen to us. Happy birthday. Listen to us.
And now he has the dollar bills on her boobs, and he's going down with his mouth.
Take the black light to that floor when this is done. That's for sure. You know, that's where all the good stuff seems to end up, on that part of the floor, doesn't it?
And now he's simulating various sexual acts with her using the dollar bill.
We have Toya in here, Lisa, and is that Shondell from the sales department?
Shondell.
Hi, Shondell.
All right, Lorenzo. I think that's plenty.
Round of applause.
That's plenty, Lorenzo.
Will the new studio have a bed in it?
A bed. You know, Buzz, it might as well.
Buzz, it might have a cot in it. You know, that might be an idea.
Lorenzo, thank you.
Thanks, Lorenzo.
Thank you. On the microphone, please. Lorenzo from AmazingEntertainment.com.
Anybody you want to say hello to, Lorenzo, before you get out of here? Anybody you want to say hello to on the microphone?
Lorenzo?
Oh, my sister. I think she's listening.
All right, your sister. His sister. All right.
Beautiful. Hopefully my mom's not listening.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Lorenzo.
Excellent. Very proud of your son if she's listening. You're very handsome and muscly.
Your wife is smitten.
I can't even tell.
You can't tell.
I know she is.
Flustered. See, now I'm just proving it to you. I've never dry humped a girl on this show. Never have I dry humped a girl on this show.
All right, I tell you what. Next time, though, I get to be in the room every time a stripper comes in.
No, absolutely not.
How relaxed you are.
Absolutely not. I'm the same way as I am right now.
With a male stripper.
When the girls are in here.
No, I swear to God, we don't. You see where we are? This is where we stay.
Mm-hmm.
I swear. How do we convince you? Do you really not believe us?
Because you line it up. You set it up.
Honey, that's where the action happens, right there where you're standing.
Like the action happens right over in that corner.
You are like Peter Sellers in that movie Being There.
Your husband sees less than I see.
Because of all this crap in my wife.
So they move to the back of the room.
But that's okay. Yeah. I've proven my point. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed Lorenzo and his gigantic genitalia and his hard buttocks.
That's right.
He is hard.
And the fact that, you know, that he was virtually going down on you in front of us. That's happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I hope you enjoy your bottle of wine.
I really like the poem even better than the wine.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much. It's from
happy
the
birthday,
heart.
Honey.
Well, thank you, Boo.
Happy
you want to play my little tape?
Well, all right, I'll play your
thank
tape.
Thank you.
All right, I'll play your tape.
You made her happy.
It's very Kathy Lee-ish, I think.
Can you? What do I have to do? Put that in production?
Oh, a little kiss from Lorenzo for your wife.
Oh, we play. Well, the quality will be bad playing it there. Can't we just go in the production room and play it?
Sure. I didn't know.
Okay.
You told me no stripper, else I would have brought my own.
Your own dollar bills?
All right, you didn't know that this was going to be a stripper today.
No, I believe, you know, stupidly.
Why else would I ask you to come into the studio on your birthday?
I didn't know. I thought you were really going to be
like
creative.
What? I think I am being creative.
Well, oh, yeah. You've never had a stripper in before.
Never for my wife.
You guys going out tonight?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah, we are.
Good,
maybe.
Good, good.
Maybe.
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 I got nowhere to go for the next few hours.
Maybe we are. Okay, the tape is coming up on, what is it, production one or production two?
Hold on a second. Obviously not on production room two.
All right, we'll play the tape now, honey.
All right, we're going to play the tape. This is, what,
Bart.
Rita, this is, set this tape up. This is Bart when he was two on the show.
Yeah, I was just cleaning out, you know, we were telling you about all the old contracts and pictures that we found, and I was cleaning out old tapes.
Was him on the air on the old morning show?
No, I think he did this at home.
Ah.
All right, well, I'm waiting. I've got the button pressed.
It was on the side B. Thank you.
Side B. Well, I do have a top 10 list somebody sent in for you, honey.
Good.
The top 10 things that I considered getting you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, well.
Number 10, a tanning bed from eBay.
Ah!
Oh,
cruel.
Yeah.
Number 9, a Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin, two-man show. Number 3, sex sometime other than a commercial in the Lakers game. Number 7 gift I should have gotten you, the Slam Man.
This is a fan of me, no doubt about it.
The number 6 gift, a microphone of your own.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Number 5, a nice relaxing weekend at the spa with Buzz Burbank professional masseuse.
There you go.
Now I like gift number 4, a nice ride along with some regular housewife so you can see how friggin' lucky you are. Number 3 gift I should have gotten you, a box of Cuban cigars because you love Cuban cigars. Number 2, a handmade card with a beautiful love letter and a receipt for the card and materials because price is important.
Yeah, there would have been.
And the number 1 gift I should have gotten you is a brand new Porsche that you could hide from me.
Oh.
See, that's the guy who remembers when I bought that Porsche.
Absolutely.
Oh,
when
right.
we first got married, when I hid it from you.
Good memory.
I parked it down the street and just never told my wife I bought this car.
That's somebody who pays attention to the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's from Dale from Virginia.
Good job.
You know, I'd like to move on to the show. What do we got to do to get that tape played?
Working on it right now.
Okay. See how the show works, honey?
Right.
It's another window into what we deal with every day.
Finely tuned machine.
I thought if I came to the radio station with a cassette, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, it is on this show.
It is. It really is.
This is serious.
And this is the real stuff.
But at least we're here doing the show today.
And, yes.
And Frida can attest to this. This morning, I was on the phone. I'm not kidding. Starting at what time this morning the call start? Like 9 o'clock?
Yeah, like 9 o'clock.
From 9 o'clock until after 12 noon today, talking to lawyers, management, program directors, back and forth. But it's all worked out. We're going to continue to do the show, and they're not going to handcuff us in what we do on this show.
I'm so glad that got worked out.
Like,
I thought
like
it would be.
They threatened yesterday.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, we mentioned yesterday the reactionary state of management in this company, probably any radio company, and they reacted. And
but it started off today that they were sticking to that.
Oh, really? The reactionary policy?
Yeah, the very first call I got today at 9 o'clock was, well, listen, if you guys don't like that, then maybe we'll have to talk about your contract. And I said, okay, well, if you want to talk about the contract, let's talk about the contract.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
The guy.
Was it the legal guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he hates us.
Yeah, he does.
He really hates us.
He hates us more than Ken or Jeremy.
He's always hated us.
Right.
But he shouldn't hate us because we keep him busy.
He wouldn't have a... He's the guy from CBS Legal. He wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for us defending us against the FCC and stuff.
God, I hate lawyers.
Please,
it's
for the love of...
It's rewinding right now.
For the love of Christ our Savior.
It's rewinding even as we speak. So
all right, don't feel bad about the fact that the show is absolutely stopped now, honey.
On the little cassette? I mean, because it was right at the beginning.
Which is it, Bradley?
Now it's going to be a production one.
Production one, I've got it potted up.
Okay.
I'm ready to hear this tape. Here it is.
Because it was on side B.
Honey, I'm hearing the hum of the tape.
All right.
It's coming up.
I mean, I didn't think it had to rewind.
It's a great tape thus far.
It was on the right side.
Oh, dear. So, in other words, they rewound it when they didn't have to?
Yeah, I think. Did you rewind it and put it on side A?
Don't know. Charlie.
We don't know.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
No,
it's on side B.
A perfectly run machine.
I know it was wound to side A. I had to rewind it.
Really?
Fast forward it, whichever you prefer.
It was on the side with the writing.
It was not. It is now.
Honey, see how difficult he is?
Now
look at now. The bloom is off the rose now. Now that he's coming and giving you that glassy-eyed stare that he gives me.
It would seem to me that if it had to be rewound to get to the right set, we'd be hearing it right now.
It was just,
and I would like to go on that. I think it probably was on the...
It was wound on the right side.
Yeah.
All right, well, then stop the tape and rewind it.
Right at the beginning.
Okay. But now do you see the lovable Charlie Broyhill? You think he's so lovable? That's what he just gave you.
There's your friend who spends hours talking to you.
You know
what?
I can't really concentrate. I smell like Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, let me tell you something. I mean, I understand you got to put a little of the sweet smelling stuff on there, but my God, what was that crap? It
smelled like Aline Cunningham. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, I'm going to bring the tape in and give it to you the way I received it.
Okay, now
he's getting, that's the belligerent Charlie.
This is the real Charlie, where he's going to come in and prove to you that you're the idiot, not he. That's fine. I'm all for this experiment.
You know what? I even dubbed it off so I could save the original one at home so I wouldn't lose it. And I just brought it right in.
Okay.
This is fine with me, honey. This is great. Not only have you had the stripper come in here, but now you're seeing the inner workings of the show.
Now you see how easy it is to work with Charles Broyhill.
Let me get my other business out of the way. Can we ask Wendell for my Don Ho record back?
Yes, I will ask. Thank you.
All right.
Did Wendell borrow the Don Ho record?
No.
They are burning a record for me.
That I gave my mother for Christmas.
Would you just chill?
Is that lingo?
Please.
Burning a record on the CD?
No, it's like what we do with
make a cop.
Putting our best ofs on CDs.
Oh, okay.
I just want my record.
Is it called burning on the...
Yes, burning on the CD.
That's lingo I didn't know.
No.
Would somebody please...
Did you know that
get
lingo?
This cassette going?
Burning a CD means making
about
a copy.
This, I've talked to him about it since Christmas. I bought it from my mother off eBay for Christmas.
The Don Ho?
Yeah, an old Don Ho
record. The Don Ho Christmas record.
Yeah, and I...
Burning it on the CD.
He was going to put it...
It's not dubbing? It's not like dubbing?
No, it's what you do is it's transferring, much like transferring a movie from movie to videotape.
You've never heard the phrase burning a CD? I'm going to... Or if you get a CD reader writer, it's called a CD burner?
Nope. I'm not.
He's just right what you told me about him. He's cute that way.
Well, no, I don't.
He didn't know what Napster was either.
No, I didn't know Napster.
He's cute.
Didn't know burning on the CD. It's just you learn something every day.
Yeah. How are we doing with that cassette?
In a second.
All right. Well, I'll take it home and play it over the phone for you.
I think you're keeping it together.
We've waited long enough now.
These machines move very slowly.
All right. So which
That's
side
how
is
I got it?
It?
That's right.
I know. So I had to rewind it to get it. See.
No, it was ready to go.
Like this. This is the way it plays.
Well, I don't think so.
I do. See, it goes.
You know what?
It plays this way.
Not in mine at home, because that's the way it was, and that's the way it plays.
Now they're like two monkeys.
What here in the background? What do I?
Yours has a reverse on it.
I thought I heard like talking in the background. I swear to God, I'm not hearing things.
You mean Frieda and Charlie talking?
No, I heard.
Is it ready to play on the other side now?
No,
traffic.
I have to
okay, thank
forward.
You, Rob.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. I'm not losing my mind here.
Happy birthday.
Well, what's the deal? Are we going to play the tape or not?
It needs to be rewound.
Well, I want to hear it now.
It needs to be rewound.
I want to hear the tape.
Request.
I want to hear the tape. It's your son when he was 2 years old. I'm sure it's anybody that has a young child. I want to hear that.
He was so cute. Anyone, you know what? People still tell me I remember. When Bart was a baby on the air on the show.
Now I go, hold on, I got a message from Wendell that I took the Don Ho record back.
It's probably melted in
It must be in the trunk of my car that's still at the dealership.
It's right next to the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, you know, am I surprised? No.
Oh, Christ.
Just because I had to go on eBay and find somebody that had a 20-year-old Don
Just
Ho
Just give
record.
Me a kick me sign right now.
Yeah, and it was like my
You know,
mother,
I arranged a beautiful day for you, and look at what has happened.
It made
look
my mother cry happened. At Christmas with the thoughtfulness of it. And now it's a pile of mush in your trunk.
Yes, Charlie?
We have a problem?
No, there's no problem. The tape is set. It didn't need to be rewound. The label was on the wrong side.
Uh-huh. Well, don't look at me when you say it. Look at her when you say that.
You misplaced the label. Happy birthday.
See what a prick he is? All right, so is it production one?
Yes.
Okay, roll it, please. Let's roll this tape now.
Here we go. Here he is. Here it is.
Cool, I gotta go home and shower.
Say hi, everybody.
Hi, Bart.
On the radio.
Hi, Mama.
Say, this is Bart.
I'm Florida.
Yeah, are you Bart?
Yeah.
How old are you, Bart?
Two.
That's right. Can I have a kiss, please?
Mwah.
Can you count to ten?
One, two, three, five.
One, two, three, five. You forgot four.
And four.
One, two, three, four, five.
Five.
Oh, you're silly.
11-12.
What's he saying, Mommy? 11-12. Can you sing the ABCs? That's right. You're a good boy. Can you tell everybody what movie did you go to see this weekend?
Yeah.
What movie?
Snow White.
Snow White. Can you sing the song from Snow White?
Weevil.
No, that's from Wizard of Oz. Can you sing, hi-ho?
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. I'm working now.
Off to work we go. We say, Uncle Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Is not good for you.
You.
Stop drinking. Or your wife.
Hi.
Is gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
Take all your money.
Yeah,
how prophetic was that?
Did mommy take all of daddy's money?
Yeah.
Not before. Yeah, yeah, that's
who
far back.
You?
Daddy's boy.
That's right. Can I have a kiss, please?
That was it.
Man, you are Kreska.
All right.
That's a little scary, that last part there.
Yeah,
or your wife is going to take in. We must have been having some conversations back then. Because, you know, all that stuff eventually came true.
About Mike's first wife.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's great. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, that was worth hearing.
Wow.
Okay, now listen. I love you. Happy
right.
birthday.
Goodbye, boo-boo. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome. Happy birthday, Frida.
Happy birthday. Hard. You bet.
I love you.
I love you, boo.
Frida?
Give me a nice handshake, please.
Yeah?
You forgot something here.
Oh, the paper?
Yeah.
But this is... Oh, okay.
Yeah. The poem.
This is a poem, yeah.
You forgot the poem.
That's right.
All right, come here.
Almost left it behind.
Yeah. We're going to have a little kiss before we go here.
This will not be as passionate as the last
kiss.
Okay,
it's going to be like kissing Lorenzo.
That's right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Still, the smell of Lorenzo. What is that crap that he had on?
Male whore.
Male whore.
That's exactly the name of the fragrance. All right, thank you, honey.
Right,
the new fragrance is male whore.
Love you. See ya. See you tonight. See you after the show. Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was a lovely birthday celebration.
Welcome to what I believe hell would be.
That's terrific.
Coming to work every day and having Frida sit in the third seat.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's that's just terrific. You know, now we are set for the next time we...
Yes, we are.
That'll be fantastic.
You bet your ass we are.
That's good.
But we're just going to have girls in here having intercourse. Naked girls having intercourse. We're going to do the wildest sex show we've ever done the next time.
Amen.
Right. You know that's going to happen.
Fantastic.
Okay, so happy birthday, Frida.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for being so nice to her.
That's great.
And thank you to Lorenzo, the male whore.
Lorenzo was a wonderful performer. It was just, I wish he could go, you know, a little easy on the ode to toilette.
It wasn't so much the ode to toilette that bothered me. Of course, I bet you would feel different if it was your wife who was laying on the floor on her back with her legs up.
Yeah, I'd be a little freaked out. I thought you handled that pretty well, especially when she was unbuckling the pants.
I need to know if she's still here, if she gives her permission for those photos to be put on the web.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody see if Frida's here, because we did take lots of digital photos and love to share those with everybody on the web.
Mm-hmm.
You mind if we put those on the web?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, honey.
Huh.
What?
I wasn't a bad girl.
Oh, no, you're a very good girl.
Excellent.
Unbuckle a guy's pants. Let him put his crotch right in your face.
Lorenzo.
The Lorenzo Show.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. Okay, so there you go. There's my wife's birthday.
Hey.
Now let's, I can't just break. We got to take a couple of calls.
Yes, right? We have to get settled in here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. You know, his wife's going to meet Lorenzo, right?
You know, right out of the chute. Right out of the chute.
Another guy who thinks he's funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Jim the Butthead calling.
Yes,
just
Jim the Butthead.
To say to Lorenzo, bueno, ding dong de lia, senor. And another request. Robbie, could you queue up a couple carts? Hello?
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
These are the guys, those are the guys who start calling it at noon.
Happy birthday to you.
As I said,
Tom.
Happy birthday, Frida. Happy birthday to you.
It's Tom the Monster. It's Tom the Monster.
How about a birthday roar?
Tom, how do you spell birthday? Tom?
Yes?
How do you spell birthday?
B-A-T. T-H-D-A-Y.
That's right.
It's always bad.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tom.
How you guys doing?
What?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How you doing, Tom the Monster?
Good.
Hey, Tom, you're not related to Stedman Graham, are you?
No.
Okay.
Just checking.
I'd like to come down Monday and judge the bikini contest.
No, the pregnant bikini contest? No. Absolutely not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No,
yes.
Because, no, Dennis Murphy's the best.
Oh, you know, I've just seen outside the window.
Right.
This is why Broyhill is just such a prick. He's walking Frida out to the car, carrying the flowers for her.
Of course he is.
Because, you know, that's the type of charming guy he is.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. We all were, I think we're all in, you know, I think I made an effort to suck up to your wife today. She brings that out in all of us. Yeah. I made a distinct, and the only guy really in the room that seemed to me to be totally relaxed is this gentleman over here.
Of course.
Who's just totally
confident. Svengali Burbank.
He doesn't have to try. Doesn't have to make any additional effort.
It was good to see her.
Oh, F you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, hola.
Hey, just wanted to wish Frida happy birthday and find out, what was the website address?
As soon as I get one, I'll let you know. But we might have to borrow the website for Jenna and Shiloh to get these up. But as soon as we do, we'll let you know.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you don't want to double-check that with your wife again now that that's the website that she's going to be on?
She looked at the pictures of Broyhill there.
See the pictures of Frida on 2expose.com.
That might be the site.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm really going to vomit here.
Happy birthday, Frida the Saint Geronimo.
Is this the Cher lady?
Yeah, of course it is.
Mm-hmm. It's the Cher lady.
Well, then why don't you sing like Cher? That is all I ask when you call this show.
If I could turn back time.
Okay, there she goes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Anyway, quick request, Sam Lipton's tribute to Frida, and I live to please my man.
That's a tape you used to play.
Oh, right. Don't we have a tape? We actually have Frida once.
I live to please my husband is what the tape
right.
Says.
That's what you said on the tape. All right, we'll pull those out, and then enough of this, please. And I mean, I know it's a national holiday and everything.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
I don't know in what context we got her to say that.
I, whatever it was, you immediately seized it and isolated it and put it on the tape cartridge.
For some reason, she was happy that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Well, unlike today.
No, she's very happy today.
Oh, she's happy today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, thank you.
Hey, Tom Gavin, who just called you.
Yes.
Has he told you that he, does another radio show in the morning, too?
Well, he does cable access.
No. He calls in the one of the other morning shows.
Well, we cannot control Tom. You know, Tom is such a talented performer.
To be honest, we would wish Tom to call the other morning shows more.
Yes.
That's what we'd want.
If anybody out there, if any of you other disc jockeys who like taking our sloppy seconds would like to have Tom, you can have him with our blessing.
What do you think would be worse than Tom Gavin calling other radio shows? A listener calling us to rat Tom Gavin out?
No.
Maybe, Mike. Maybe. All right. Goodbye. Oh, now here's, all right, the Sam Lipton tape. This was Sam Lipton a homeless guy?
No, Sam Lipton was a dry cleaner. And Sam Lipton was a guy that used to come by and write little songs. And he was, Sam was about 75, I think, when he was writing all these songs.
I love Frida. Of all her beautiful voice, you gotta see that woman. I wish she'd get a divorce. You gotta see her, 'cause she is a dream. And when she calls him boo boo, stop man, 'cause Don is the king.
All right, thank you. That's the Sam Lipton.
Sam Lipton, many moons ago, used to come and visit us.
The late Sam Lipton.
Is he still? Is he the late?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Must be.
There's a law of average is probably the late Sam Lipton.
Sam would be like 80 now, I would think.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hi.
You scared the heck out of me at the top of the show.
Why is that?
You said, well, you guys said, you know, today's a national holiday and the banks are closed. I thought you said, because yesterday you said, be listening for the best of Don and Mike if we don't come back, if they take the phones away from us.
Oh,
I thought you guys were off today.
I got you, so you thought that it was a rerun. Okay.
I thought it was.
Thank
you. You actually really did it.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, all right. Got it.
See you later.
Clear those lines out, please.
Yeah, get out of here.
Toya, Lisa. Lisa, Jesus Christ. Somebody give that girl a dildo.
Yes, Lisa, very, very animated with Lorenzo.
God, Lisa was in heat with Lorenzo.
She was relaxed.
Yeah. Clear the line down right now. Talk to Lisa or talk to Toya. Be the 100th caller to win $500 with the Secret Sound. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit pity whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And I think, well, you know what happens is you do radio, and D.C.'s a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? Mm-hmm. And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the you know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The cure for your anal spasm.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just found out that a great day will get even greater.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're all dressed up, too.
Yeah, I got to get a pie in the face at our next break from Charlie Stossel because of goddamn Big Mama's house.
Did you prepare for that, or did you completely forget that you were getting the pie? Did you bring your, like,
I got a towel.
You got a towel?
I'll drape myself in a towel.
The last time you got a pie, you had the, you brought in a bratty old T-shirt.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to have to drape my, like, I'm getting a haircut. Put a towel around my neck when I get the pie in the face today.
Stossel is, I would say the best way to describe him, walking on air.
Sure.
With the,
very happy. Makes him 2-0 against me, incidentally. Hey, Buzz, I want you to try to research something for me. We're playing Britney Spears.
Yes.
She got a TV show on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, Survivor's on tonight. And
yes.
I'm reading the thing in USA Today about how hot the show Survivor is.
Right.
And I'm so happy to read that they have a website for Survivor. And thus far, in the last week, they've gotten 150,000 hits.
Ooh.
Most people want to learn more about Sonia Christopher, age 63, the first contestant ejected by a vote of her peers. And, of course, she was on this show yesterday.
She was on this show. We found everything out about her that you needed to find out. We had an exclusive interview with her.
Right. That was not set up by the CBS publicity machine.
She was simply charming.
But here's what I want you to try to find out. This comes from a London tabloid.
Okay.
I don't know which one it is. I saw it online today. If it was The Mirror or The Globe.
Mm-hmm.
One of those London newspapers where they have girls that are topless on page 3.
A page 3 girl.
Right.
They had a story on the front page saying that there is some gazillionaire in Britain
mm-hmm.
who has made a public offer to Britney Spears that if she will have sex with him, he will pay her $10 million.
Wow.
And it was on the front page. If you could research that, I'd like to find out about this dude.
I'll look into it.
Maybe we can get an exclusive interview.
She's the voice of a generation, you know.
I hope we don't have to lie to a publicist to get him on the air.
Hello. $10 million. Hello.
Maybe it's even more. Maybe it's
£10 million.
It's time now for Call 100. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Right. Who's this, please?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Gaithersburg.
Lisa, you are the 100th caller, and you have won the Sex and the City prize pack.
And thank you.
Don't miss the hottest show on TV, Sex and the City, this Sunday. New episode 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Lisa, are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Uh-huh.
$500 online, secret sound number 3. A common everyday sound that you probably could hear in almost every room of your home.
Hmm.
Almost every room of your home. That's a clue for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Play the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Horny Donald Duck.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Oh, yeah. See that thing like that tape we have?
Yeah, a little bit.
What happened to Hank Hill?
He's probably doing something different.
With a winning formula, but all right, what the hell?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Nice change of pace.
Sure. Donald Duck having the big O.
Yeah, that's the. In fact, I'll modify it. I'll be make it more like that next time.
For $500, what is that sound, Lisa?
Someone popping off a bottle of aspirin.
No.
Oh, nope. We're sorry.
Well, good guess, though, and please don't forget that every guess is a clue for you. Clue for you. Now, the website where you can see the pictures of my wife getting dry-humped by Lorenzo are, in fact, Jenna and Shiloh's website.
Wonderful.
You know, we announced a couple of days ago that we were going to have a website where we were going to be able to put pictures up and eventually get streaming audio, but as it turns out, it's not that easy to get a website built.
I thought it was easy. I guess it's not, though.
No, so we have, well, we want to do it the right way.
Right.
And they're telling us it's going to take a little longer than we had thought. So we're going to put these pictures up as soon as we get them downloaded from the digital camera at www.2exposed.com.
That's where you can see the pictures of Frida and lots of other pictures.
Yes, pictures of Charlie Broyhill when he was he had the dildo strapped on his face.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have some pictures of us with Jenna and Shiloh there also.
Very good.
So that's where the Frida pictures will be. Now, also on the web, listen, want to ask everybody listening right now to help us with a goof. Rudy Martsky called me today from USA Today, and it was all excited about the fact that Rudy came up with an idea in USA Today that he's going to present to Monday Night Football, where they have a poll to decide who should be the other two announcers on Monday Night Football with Al Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a website, and here's the address. It's www.usatoday.com/sports/survey.htm.
Okay.
Okay? usatoday.com/sports/survey.htm.
Excellent.
Please, flood this website and vote for Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin.
Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin.
I know that there are 6 million people that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when we have people on the show who have websites, well, the other day when we were listening to that god-awful tape of Dennis going to the prom.
Right.
When we put up that the pictures on the web, we got, I think, 60,000 hits in the first 15 minutes.
And we really think that those guys do belong in the Monday Night Football booth.
And then somebody checked the website the next day, and they had nearly 250,000 hits.
Absolutely.
And that was just to look at pictures of Dennis and Tom.
So if you really like to...
I'd rather look at pictures of Dennis at the prom, not Dennis and Tom.
If you'd really like to make sure that that this survey goes just a little differently than they'd anticipated.
And I only bring this up because Rudy was so jacked about it. Like, it was his idea, and Rudy Martsky personally, will be bringing the results to whoever the decision makers are at Monday Night Football.
Hey, here you go. Look at this. Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin. Yeah.
So go to usatoday.com/sports/survey.htm and vote for Dennis Murphy and Tom Gavin.
It'll be Al Michaels, Dennis Murphy, and Tom Gavin for the inaugural season of Monday Night Football.
Okay, that brings us to the next piece of business concerning these guys on the show. We have a bus trip that is going to amusement park King's Dominion. And let me see, I've got it here. The trip is on Wednesday, June 21st. Paramount's King's Dominion. Check out the new Nickelodeon Central with 5 new attractions. We do this every year. We get a couple of buses. We load up about 50 people, and we send them to the amusement park for a day of fun.
Right.
Now, rather than send Rob with a cell phone, as we have in previous years, we're going to pick somebody to be a captain of the group, and we're going to send them with a tape recorder to record everything that happens, and we'll listen to the stuff the next day on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we can start filling the buses up, we have to figure out who's going to be the captain. I have 4 possible selections, and we're going to leave this up to you, the people listening to the show. You can call in and vote.
Yes, vote for your favorite.
Now, the first choice, I'm not sure if he could do it or not. We'll have to check. It's Timmy Obibene.
Timmy Obibene, who actually slayed the dragon when he went down to the beach house. He was fantastic, but of course he does have a real job.
Right. So, Timmy or Homo Joe or Dennis Murphy.
Right.
Or wild card, crazy yellow skin, John Kim. Those are your 4 choices to be the captain of the bus trip to King's Dominion.
It'll be interesting to see who everybody thinks should be leader of the pack on the trip to the amusement park.
Well, let's call Timmy first to see if Timmy is in fact a viable candidate for this.
Hope so.
Hello.
Hi, is Timmy there, please?
Yep, 1 second.
Thank you.
Would that be Joan?
Is that J.O. Joan?
Joan, is that you?
Is that J.O. Joan?
I think it might be Joan's daughter.
Ah, was that Osa J.O. Jr.?
Yes.
Hey, Timmy.
Hi, Captain.
Hey, Timmy. Listen, would you be able to take a day off work on Wednesday, June 21st? Would you be interested in doing this bus thing, taking the bus to King's Dominion?
You know, I would love to do that. However, I'll have to check with Ms. Bobby first.
Oh,
and
boy.
Also, it's that time of the month where, you know,
she's having her period?
No,
I know. So you got a lot of business going on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then, don't even worry about it, Timmy.
Yeah, but, you know, after check with her, I'll get back to you maybe by the end of the show.
All right. Thank you, Timmy.
All right.
Thank you. Then for right now, let's keep it to just these three choices.
Okay.
Homo Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Murphy.
Right.
Or John Kim.
John Kim.
Because, as you know, you'll be hearing a lot of whoever the ringleader is on the show when we listen to the tapes the next day.
Absolutely.
And I know that there are some people who like Homo Joe, some don't. Some people who like Dennis Murphy, most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just about everybody universally hates John Kim.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how the voting goes. And those are the three choices right now. We know Miss Bobby and we know Timmy, and that's probably going to be a tough one for him to pull.
I don't think that Timmy's going to be able to get the day off, and he would be the first choice.
He really would.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to call and commend you for what you did for Freda. I think that was absolutely wonderful.
Well, I am a wonderful guy. But listen, who would you like to captain the trip to King's Dominion? Homo Joe, Dennis Murphy, or John Kim?
Oh, gosh, that's tough. I would have to say probably Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
So he's off to the lead.
Yeah.
I want to get his head too big.
Okay. And why Dennis?
I don't know. Dennis is just crazy. You know, he's just a crazy guy.
You just like Dennis.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that'll make you feel good.
You know, we should say whoever is the first to get 20 votes will be the captain.
Okay. Oh boy, so this is kind of a sprint. Get your votes in soon.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Who do you vote for?
Dennis.
Why?
As long as he can keep the microphone. Okay, Dennis.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
As long as he can keep the microphone okay.
Huh? Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think she means with the mic technique.
Yeah, so he, when he's talking to people, he actually pushes the microphone into their face.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the trip last year, and Dennis was there.
Yes.
He was pretty damn annoying.
All right, so who do you vote for?
Definitely the gay guy, Homo.
Homo Joe.
Yeah,
Homo
right?
Joe, 2-1 now,
Homo
Joe.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you vote for?
I think I'm going to vote for Homo Joe.
All right.
Yeah,
we got a horse race right now. Okay. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you vote for? Oh, please, for the love of Christ our Savior, who died for your sins. Who do you vote for? Turn your radio down, I mean. Hello?
Come on now, pay attention.
All right, I might count that as a vote for John Kim.
I knew you liked him, Bev.
No, I won't. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday to Cunny.
Oh, come on, please. Get off that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I already sang that to her this morning.
Homo Joe, since he can speak the English language pretty well.
All right, that's a vote for homosexual Joseph.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you want?
Toya and Lisa. And you have to do them together?
No, Toya and Lisa have to stay here and work, honey.
No. They have to go. They are such a good team.
No. Listen, your choices are Dennis, Homo Joe, or John Kim.
All right, then, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That'd be four votes for Homo Joe.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe, make it five.
Homo Joe now kicking into a significant lead over Dennis and John Kim.
He's going to crush Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Homo Joe.
That's six for HJ.
Now, the popularity of Homo Joe is beginning to show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
No, Tom.
Yes.
No, Tom.
Tom, leave us alone.
No, Tom.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. He desperately would want that.
Yeah, he would. He wants just to be in the voting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You want to place a vote for Homo Joe?
I'm not putting Tom Gavin in the ballot.
I think
it's
only fair to put him in the ballot. I think it's really only fair.
Do people know what an effed up monster he is? Do you
but
think,
I
really?
Think, you know, if you're talking about people that fall into that category, Tom Gavin on the ballot, please.
All right.
Tom Gavin is,
Tom
on,
is
the
on the ballot.
And I right can't now, vote, can I?
No, but right now Tom is tied with John Kim.
Oh, so you're giving Tom a vote?
No, I didn't give John Kim a vote.
Well, I thought John Kim
was,
got a vote.
I was kidding about that.
Oh, okay.
My total is Homo Joe 7,
yep.
Dennis Murphy 2.
That's it, and John Kim and Tom Gavin with no votes at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who you want to vote for?
Definitely Homo Joe.
Definitely, HJ.
Everybody's just being so darn conservative.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Homo Joe.
I think these are people who really care about what they hear on the radio.
They care about the people that are going on the trip, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They care.
Hello.
Who do you vote for?
How about John Kim?
John Kim with his very first vote, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. Homo Joe.
Homo Joe. Homo Joe is halfway there. He's halfway there. So leading the trip down to Kingsbury.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bye.
What?
Well, that was someone. I bet that was a vote for Tom.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
All right.
Hi. Who do you vote for? Who do you vote for?
All the way, Joe.
Homo Joe.
Oh, boring.
It's like a landslide.
Boring, boring, boring.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy with his third vote.
Thank you.
All right, mounting a comeback.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, buddy.
Three for John Kim.
No, you can only vote once.
Well, I've got three people here.
Nope. Just put that as a second vote for John
That's
Kim.
Two votes for John Kim. We've got now 11 votes for Homo Joe, three for Dennis, and two for John Kim.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, it's Jeff from the Sacramento area.
Who do you vote for, Jeff?
John Kim needs the exposure, literally.
John Kim
is tied
vote.
With Dennis.
He is all, you know, listen, it's one thing. It's one thing if Dennis gets beaten by Homo Joe. If Dennis gets passed, even for second place, by John Kim, he's going to destroy him.
Relative newcomer, John Kim. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, who do you vote for?
I want to get the monster down there.
Yeah! Here's the vote for Gavin.
Tom Gavin is on the board. This could be the start of something overwhelming.
Thank you.
This could be something big.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how about Dennis and Homo Joe as a couple?
No, one or the other.
Troublemaker.
Then Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
It's his 12th vote, Homo Joe. Uh-huh. 8 votes away from
clinching the nomination.
From saving this. But you never know. They're you know, this is America. Upsets do occur.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to vote for John Kim.
John Kim pulls
in front of Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy with a total of 4 votes.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please.
I want to use my vote to take one vote away from John Kim.
No, you can't. Who would you can take your vote away from John Kim by voting for someone else.
Well, then I'll have to be Homo Joseph.
Homo Joseph, thank you. Bye-bye. Right. I mean, that's how it works in a real election.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to mention, just because we did put him on the ballot late, Tom Gavin is on the ballot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tom Gavin.
Yes. Thank you.
Tom Gavin now with 2 votes. There is a chance, I'm saying right now, that we...
Dennis could finish last.
Dennis could finish dead last.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, let's go for Homo Joe and make it Queen's Dominion again.
All right, thank you.
That's Homo Joe is really closing in on leading that bus trip.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I was going to vote for the fag, but since you brought Tom in, let's go for Tom.
Tom Gavin has tied
Dennis.
Dennis
is going to kill himself.
Dennis is going to really, he's bringing up the rear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, Homo Joe's bringing up the rear.
Homo
really.
Joe.
I mean, really, he really brings up the rear. That's 15 for Homo Joe.
5 votes away from leading the bus trip. We have a tie between Dennis and Tom and John Kim all alone in second place with 4 votes.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello?
Hi, who do you vote for?
I vote for John Kim.
John Kim now with 5 votes.
Okay.
Dusting his competition of Dennis and Tom.
Hello. Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
For who?
John Kim.
John Kim, now we have 6. This is significant. Wow. 6 votes. This is not over yet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
No, you can only go with the 4 people on the ballot. Dennis Murphy, Homo Joe, John Kim, or Tom Gavin.
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy
comes back.
Yes, he's got 4 votes. Tom Gavin back in the last place.
Tom and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy now with 5 votes, coming on strong, mounting a challenge to John Kim for second place.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes,
my place to vote for Tom.
Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin.
Watch it.
That's the fourth vote.
That's the fourth vote. Boy, this is really, I'll tell you right now.
It's a horse race, Mike.
It's like when you have a candidate who's taking votes from the front runner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Frida and Lorenzo.
Oh, come on. Do you really want to vote, or are you just being a jackass?
No, just Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin.
Thank you.
Tom Gavin is tied Dennis Murphy. He's one behind John Kim. This is amazing.
Don and Mike show.
Tom Gavin.
Oh, my God.
I would just like to point out to everybody who's following Mike's comedic lead that whoever you choose as the winner
has to tape record him.
You're going to be listening to that tape on this show.
That is true.
Okay?
That's right.
There are consequences to your votes. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, guys. I'd like to vote for Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin now is 7
votes for Tom.
Moo Moo Cuckoo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
John Kim?
John Kim now.
Seven.
Seven. Tied with Tom Gavin. Dennis Murphy, dead last.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to vote for Most Honorable Kim.
John Kim?
John Kim moving into second place, and now a significant charge being made at Homo Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, Mike, something tells me these people are not taking this election seriously.
I can't imagine why they wouldn't.
Hello?
Homosexual Joseph.
Okay, that's he four finally away. Gets a vote after that. 16 votes for Homo Joe.
He's four away from clinching the nomination between his buttocks. Hello, hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, who do you vote for?
Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin? This is really shaping up to be something truly amazing.
Toya and Lisa are trolling for votes.
Well, Toya and Lisa should knock it off.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. Lisa came by with a sign that said Toya and Lisa.
Yeah.
So please,
I had to promise to them to vote for them just so they could put me through.
Well, they're not. Listen, let me just tell you, of those two, one of them is hanging on to her job by her fingernails right now. And the other one just better shut her mouth. I'm going to just answer the goddamn telephone.
Right, we have a serious vote here. We have a vote between Homo Joe, Dennis Murphy, John Kim, and Tom Gavin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
John Kim.
John Kim now with a total of nine votes.
And that guy's
really,
an animal.
This is not over yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who do you vote for?
The voices and I say Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin. This is
I get nine for Tom.
Nine. It tied with John Kim.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who do you vote for?
Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin now has 10 votes. Tom Gavin is halfway there.
I would like to point out that would be the worst thing that ever happened to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And not only for us, but for those people, those poor, unfortunate 50 people who will be on the bus.
He loves amusement parks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He is an amusement park.
I can only take him in small doses. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
I might have to call in sick that day, the day we play the tape if it's Tom Gavin. Hello, who do you vote for?
Tom Gavin.
Now,
Mike, I blame this on you.
With 11 votes.
I blame this on you, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to vote for Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
Thank goodness.
Three votes away from leading the charge to King's Dominion with an incredible charge being made by Tom Gavin.
Don and Mike show. And John Kim. Yes.
I'd just like to say Dennis Murphy, however, for the last 5 minutes just watching.
And John Kim is doing well. He has pulled in 9 votes thus far.
Yes, he has. He is in third place.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for?
The monster Gavin.
Oh, Gavin.
12.
12 votes right now.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
For who?
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy with his sixth vote.
I believe, is this a pity vote?
Oh, he's gone. Oh,
he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think I want to vote for John Kim. He's a sexy man.
John Kim now. 10 votes for John Kim.
10 for John Kim. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now, we need John Kim. We need new blood in there. Go, John Kim.
11 votes.
11 for John Kim.
11 votes for John Kim.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Who do you vote for?
Homo Joe.
Homo Joe, two votes away.
2 votes away from clinching.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, for the love of everything that is good and holy, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
One away.
One away. That's one away. He needs one more vote, and the ballots will be closed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tom Gavin.
That's a total of 13.
But no matter how you look at this,
yes,
the loser in all of this will be Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, it's really, this is totally unprecedented that Dennis Murphy is bringing up the rear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to vote for Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy now.
Seven.
Could it happen? I mean, weirder things have happened. Could Dennis Murphy mount the kind of charge where he's got all the votes?
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I wanted to place my vote.
Who do you vote for?
Tom
Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin is 14. Hanging in there. It is going down to the wire.
Don and Mike, hello. Who do you vote for?
John Kim.
John Kim.
12 for John Kim.
Refusing to say die.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin, that 15 was 15 for Tom. Votes. Wow. Five away from being our leader on the bus to Kingston.
Please don't do this, folks. Don and Mike show, hello.
John Kim.
John Kim, this is not over yet. Wow, this is really a sprint.
13 for John Kim.
Homo Joe, simply one vote away.
Hello.
Now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
John Kim. I want to vote.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yes, sir.
Who do you vote for?
Tom Gavin.
I knew when the radio was turned up it was going to be a 16. Tom Gavin vote. 16 votes for Tom Gavin.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who do you vote for?
Homosexual Joseph.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
A winner. That was a very hotly contested election.
What an election. Homo Joe finishes first. Tom Gavin with a strong second, followed by John Kim and Dennis Murphy just watching.
I believe that the listeners are telling us a message about Dennis Murphy. That's the only way to interpret what's happening with the voting today.
And a strong message for John Kim. I really think that we have to take the Tom Gavin votes a little tongue-in-cheek here. There were comedy votes for Tom.
And I thought most people hated the big, fat, Asian John Kim, but people seem to enjoy John Kim.
Yes, he seemed to have quite a charge there. There were people, though, I should point out, that actually wanted to take votes away from John Kim.
That's true.
He gets a strong response.
Yeah. All right, so the winner, the person who will be leading the trip
to
King's Dominion, is in fact Homosexual Joe.
Pretty incredible charge made by Tom Gavin when we threw him onto the ballot at the last minute.
Well, that's it. Joe's leading the bus.
He's leading the bus.
And if anything should happen to Joe, Tom will take the bus instead.
That is true.
And if anything happens to Tom, John Kim will take the bus. If anything happens to John Kim, we will just cancel the trip. Rather than have Dennis lead the bus.
My.
Well, Mike, I must say.
Yeah, the voters have spoken.
You know, when you don't get double digits in an election when we're just taking on-screen phone calls.
This is true.
I don't know. We're going to need to talk to Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, we're going to need to talk to him about his last effort.
You know, I'm afraid that Dennis Murphy, the performer, is going to have to reinvent himself.
That's true.
To survive in today's modern climate.
He's done it before, Don. He's done it before.
Tom Gavin, however, could lead the short bus to King's Dominion.
This could be the renaissance of Tom Gavin. This could be, you know, our listeners wanted him there. There was something that about Tom Gavin where they wanted him on that bus.
All right, so let's start filling the bus, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now that you've chosen your leader for the day, if you can take the day off work, Wednesday, June 21st, be the 100th caller now.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Now, do you want to talk to this guy? Hello, Ted.
Yes.
Ted.
What's up?
Hi, what do you want, Ted?
Oh, I was just going to talk to those guys about the pregnant lady.
Ted, you're talking to those guys.
Hey, right on. I think we ought to have a pregnant lady with a mustache and a, what was the other thing?
Why are you girls even screen that call?
Well, they were too busy thinking about King's Dominion.
It was somebody, I thought it was somebody saying that, oh, here, maybe this is the call. Hello, Mark?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I don't think it's right. I want Tom, please. He didn't get the full term vote there. You guys.
No, listen. I think Tom Gavin had plenty of opportunity.
So we took all on-screen telephone calls.
You know, through all of that, Tom, through all of the John Kim, Homo Joe hung right in there. People wanted him.
Tom Gavin didn't have as much time, and percentage-wise, Tom Gavin should be there.
No, listen, I'm sorry. You do not live in a democracy, sir.
But, you know, it was as democratic as we could do it, and unfortunately, he did not prevail.
How about if I would donate $100 to your favorite charity?
My favorite charity is You Kiss My Ass. Let's take the 100th call now if you want to go on the bus trip.
They love him.
You want to go on the bus trip. They've never seen him. Okay? We have.
That's right.
We've seen him.
Someday he'll be involved in a bet. Someday he'll have to be involved.
No, he won't.
He'll be the mother of all bets.
No, he won't. I'm never taking that bet. Call now. If you want to go to King's Dominion, the date is Wednesday, June 21st. We'll give you the first two seats on the bus. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, let's get the first two people for the bus trip to King's Dominion on Wednesday. 21st. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yes. Do you want to go to King's Dominion on Wednesday, June 21st?
I sure do.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
What is your name, my darling?
Jody Nelson.
Jody, where are you calling from? Jody.
I'm calling from Waldorf outside of Sam's Club. I'm getting ready to go to work.
You work at Sam's?
I sure do.
Good. Go. That's a division of Walmart. Good for you.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Better that than Target.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
You are going to King's Dominion with Homo Joe Wednesday, June 21st. Have a great time on your free day at the amusement park.
All right.
Who will you be bringing with you?
My husband.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, please.
All right.
Hold on. We will continue to fill that bus over the next week.
Do they sell cigarettes at King's Dominion?
Yes, they do.
Ah, wonderful. All right.
Then she'll be happy.
Excellent.
Time now for Chuck Stossel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Look at him walking in here.
The man I am never going to bet with again. You know, both times I asked for it.
This
both
is
times,
not the stream, though, is the first one.
Both times, but this is just as humiliating. Both
really?
Times.
Well, it's a because, pie versus the head shit.
It's because it's you giving me the pie
you.
In the face.
You lost again. Yes.
No, you're right. And, Charlie, if all the circumstances were the same, I mean, if I didn't know what I knew now,
right.
I would still make that bet. That stupid big
I
mama.
On
I agree
Monday,
with you on that.
On Monday, what did you say? Never underestimate the intelligence of the
right,
American
absolutely.
Public.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, that movie almost beat Mission Impossible this weekend.
It did.
I was shocked. I really, I agree with you. I thought the movie was going to tank. I didn't think it was going
to
do well.
A lot of kids. It wasn't rated R, so.
Charlie Stiles is brought to us, and here he is now going to eloquently read you his copy.
Well, as we all know, I'm brought to you by Doc Harry's. The prime rib
as
is
we
the
all
best
know.
I ever had. It's
wow.
It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you're a big meat eater, Charlie?
Not actually, but it's great. I actually had it. It's not
really?
Just a rib joint, Doc Harry's House of Ribs. It's located on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call Doc Harry's at 703-815-RIBF.
Nice read, Charlie.
Thank you, Doc.
So the Big Mama movie, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the show on Monday.
Parts of it.
We had a weekend this weekend when we were just running around and doing stuff for Bard, and we had like a piano recital and a graduation thing for
right.
my nephew. And no time for ourselves. It was about 11:30 on Sunday
yeah, when,
night.
When you logged on.
That I logged on to Yahoo. I said, weekend movie results, and I thought maybe I would get an indication. And they already had them posted there.
Saturday night, I logged on. Actually, Saturday afternoon, I logged on to a web page that you can go to. And there's a formula that you use. And after Saturday, they projected it would have done $18.6 million at the end of Saturday. So all I had to do was $400,000 on Sunday.
Ah, that's a killer.
So you knew that you had won on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I will take the pie in the face. After we go through the other stuff.
Sure,
I just want to do that last in this break.
Very good.
So, Charlie Stossel, what's new in your love life?
Nothing.
You thought I was going to ask about movies. No,
of course not.
I enjoy. Have you been laid in the last week?
No, of course not.
No, you haven't.
I'm not looking. I'm
is
not
it looking,
looking.
Is it really looking at this point like it's going to be a long, lonely summer?
I have plenty of things to do this summer. Once again, I have plenty of things.
But there's not a woman. There's not a special woman.
I know the number one thing he does.
Here again.
Here he is. We take you to the Stossel home. Behind the locked door.
Sounded Charlie violently J-O-ing. Raw, red, irritated,
angry.
So besides J-O-ing. No outlook for a woman?
I'm not looking.
What do you mean you're not
looking?
You're not looking.
I'm not looking. I have plenty of things to do this summer.
You're not interested in getting laid?
No, although I tell you, where I go biking, it is a fantastic just to watch the women rollerblading with the baseball cap, black sports bra,
you
black
need
shorts.
You need to get a dog.
I'm not home.
Why, he doesn't want to have sex with a dog.
No, I don't mean to have sex. Have a dog. Go to that place and take a cute little dog with you.
I may have to borrow one. I'm not home enough to take care of a dog.
Have you ever tried, have you ever tried using that Charlie Vision kid? Have you ever tried using him as bait?
Yeah, well,
your big brother thing?
No.
You know the kid that you're the big brother to
yes,
who you watch the Gladiator movies with?
I know who the boy is.
Have you thought about, like, taking him down by Haynes Point? And walking around with him, he's
like in Big Daddy.
Yeah, he's great poontang bait.
And maybe there'll be another single mom down there, and you suddenly strike up a conversation.
You know, when Brad and I are out doing things, we have other things to do than me going out using him to try to get
But, I mean, you've been very generous to the boy. You've taken him to a lot of, like, sporting events and things like that. And perhaps, he could help you out. You know, he wouldn't even have to do anything. He just
at
hangs out, throw a frisbee
going,
with him.
At the rate things are going, when he turns 18, maybe he will be helping me out with some of his ex-girlfriends. Who knows?
All right, so there's nothing new on the social front for Charlie Stockton.
No.
All right. Well, and I don't know if you heard this or not earlier this week on the show. It was yesterday, as a matter of fact. Wendell Hall, who's kind of in your boat, our engineer.
Right.
He got a date with a girl on the show.
Yes, I
and she did the same thing to him.
I heard you called
that all the girls do to you.
Oh, you heard the conversation, so you knew the tone.
I didn't hear the
conversation.
You've
been on the receiving end of that tone a few times.
I heard Wendell saying he wouldn't mind talking to her, but at that point, more after that.
He's as, I don't want to say he's as inept as you, because you are smoother. Than Wendell was
inept
with a girl yesterday.
He was, but her tone sounded extremely familiar. It sounded like some of the conversations that you've had with women on the show.
Well, it doesn't bother me, though.
Yeah, I know it doesn't bother you. It kills you.
It doesn't. It
absolutely kills you.
Water off my back.
Right. Look at this poor man. Jesus, isn't there a woman listening who would please lay this guy?
No, I don't want a pity. I do not want a pity F.
Why?
No.
A pity F feels the same as a regular F.
Otherwise, you're going to take your camp counselor's shorts and pedal your bike into the park and be staring at these women with the black sports bras as you drive into an oak tree. It's a very sad summer.
If there's any woman out there who would give a pity F to Charlie Foss.
I don't want a pity F.
But, you always generate calls. You generate phone calls from women out there who listen to you. They hear us talking to you. You're very successful movie executive.
It is the standard. This pie is going to be thrown so hard. It's the standard thing, though. Anybody who I'm interested in doesn't want anything to do with me, and vice versa.
I would go one step further, because Charlie's connection, you used to say something along the lines of, if you dated Charlie and you were so inclined, he might be able to introduce you to some people in the movie business.
Who's the most famous movie person you've met in the last year?
In the last year?
In the last year. Toss out a name.
Kevin Spacey.
Okay, see that?
Oh, Kevin Spacey. Okay, you met him. You shook hands with him. You chatted with him.
Had a five-minute conversation
there.
With him.
I mean, that's the Academy Award winner, the best actor.
Gina Davis at one point.
You give Charlie a pity F, and you might be able to cozy up to Kevin Spacey or Gina Davis.
You'll be able to go to all the right parties, meet all the right people.
Mike, you are so sincere.
Charlie, what is new at the movies this weekend?
I only have one movie out this week, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, now this looks interesting. Is this with Robert De Niro?
No, it's with Robert Duvall.
And Nicolas the guy
Cage.
Devlin. And Devlin is
Nicolas Cage?
Him?
Devlin?
I think the guy that I was hanging
Delroy
out with
Lindo?
On Sunday. What's that?
Delroy Lindo?
No, he might be a smaller part. I think the guy that I was hanging out with Sunday night, the Irish guy, is in this movie. I think he's in this movie.
This is the guy that Mike met who was in The Rock, but Mike doesn't know who he is.
Oh.
He's an Irish. It's an Irish name, and I think it's Devlin.
There
I asked
no
my friend
Irish
Brett.
Guy in the movie.
Mm. In Gone in 60 Seconds?
No guy with unless he had an accent. He used his Irish accent.
No, not like, hello, Seamus. Not like that. He's an Irish guy. He's an Irish-American guy, and I think he was in The Rock, and I think this is the movie that he's supposed to be in.
I don't know. But that name doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
The movie, Angelina Jolie is being really pushed as being in this movie. The first thing guys should know, she's not in the movie that much. This is Robert Duvall, Nicolas Cage, and Delroy Lindo. It's the three of their movie. Nicolas Cage plays an ex-car thief who now has to go steal 50 cars in 2 days. Otherwise, his brother, who got in just a lot of trouble, is going to get whacked by these car thieves. So if you are into cars, this is your movie.
Car chases all the time?
Not a lot. You know, Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer of the movie, there's a feel to his movies, like there's a feel to a Spielberg movie.
You know, he makes movies that get trashed, but I like his movies.
They're full of explosions.
Armageddon, isn't that one of his?
Armageddon is one of his. Top Gun, Days of Thunder, Con Air, The Rock. These are his films. This doesn't have quite the feel of those. This is much more story-driven than the others. Not as much car chasing and explosions as you might think. No big pulsing soundtrack to the movie, but I stayed with it. I think it's a very much better story than I thought, and I walked out of the screening looking around I Street going, I'm going to steal a car. This is a manual on how to steal cars.
How does it compare to Con Air, for example?
I think it is
as dumb
good
as Con Air.
I think it's better than Con Air.
Con
Air,
but it was dumb.
Yeah, but it was good.
But it was good, but it was dumb.
It was a popcorn movie. You would forget it 20 minutes later.
That's where the bad guys are just like cartoon bad guys.
And John Malkovich is always a great bad guy, like he was in Con Air.
Mr. Son of Beast.
Mr. Son of Beast.
All right, so how many porcelain dolls do you get
gone?
We'll
get three. It's a good story. Better than I thought it was going to be. And now, again, if you're into cars, this is a great movie for you.
So in all likelihood, this stupid Martin Lawrence movie.
We'll go to number two or three this weekend.
Don't you think it might be number one this weekend?
Oh, no, no, no. This will be number one. Gone in 60 Seconds.
You think that'll... I'm not getting into a bet, but you think that Gone in 60 Seconds will beat Mission Impossible
yes.
and Big Mama this
yes.
weekend?
Yes.
If I hadn't just lost a bet to you, I would bet you that that wouldn't happen.
But that's
you
not really, going to be number one.
You don't
one.
Think that Gone in 60 Seconds is going to
be number one this
they're
weekend?
They're doing such
25
a hype
million.
For it.
I'm not. I'm just giving you my opinion right now. And
you
opinions
know, we
are
write,
like yes. women like cowboy hats, like a holes.
We that's should right. write it down though, because we should start keeping track of your
okay.
record. Because you're saying it'll do 25
million. 25
million.
Million I
25
would think.
Million.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much it's going to make. I just don't think it's going to be the number one movie.
I think it will be.
Okay.
Mission Impossible will fall off again. And
well, you should be happy to know that I do not have the balls to bet with you on this one.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of losing to you,
and we'll
Charlie.
See, you know, if we come in and it totally tanks, then maybe that will spur you on for a future bet.
Oh, come on. Let's do this.
Let's just get it over with.
All right,
with.
Now, Charlie Stossel is going to move around to the other side of the console and present Don... with the lemon meringue pie.
This is a heavy pie.
Yeah, it's a heavy pie, but it's meringue. It's one of the better pies to receive if you're going to receive a pie.
Now, as I said to Mike, when I recently received a pie from him, I ask you to please just keep in mind that I recently had very delicate laser eye surgery.
Close your eyes.
And also keep in mind that, you know, I'm trying to look pretty for my dinner with my wife tonight.
Where are you taking her?
He's got the...
I am taking her to...
why don't you tell the whole world where you're taking
her? I am taking her to Doc Harry's.
Doc Harry's for the ribs.
That's
all
where
right.
we're going, Charlie. Okay.
Right. On three.
Okay. One, two, three.
Oh,
wow. Slam that in there.
Okay. All right. All right, you son of a bitch.
He nailed you with that pie. He did. He nailed you
he
with
got
that
me
pie.
Like a million times he worse got... than you did.
Well,
Mike.
That's because, you know, you and I have given each other pies. You've never had the pleasure. Charlie, you must have to. There should be another bet because sometime he'll pay you back with that pie.
I'm sure he will. I got most of it. I caught a big chunk of it.
What, much like all the meringue
you know,
pies.
It's not,
the...
You know, I thought really it would leave a lot bigger mess than what
stick.
It did.
Oh, really?
Your cream pie.
Maybe I expected the cream pie look.
I was playing golf over the weekend. Had a long discussion about the pies you want to receive. That is the pie. If you're going to get a pie in the face, you want to receive the meringue.
I'm telling you, it's no fantastic way. I got a little
in
my hair.
Oh, no.
You got a little bit in your hair?
Wrong way.
You
pulled that there. You got
there you go.
Okay.
You got
a moose.
You know, I got half a mind to make a bet with you right now about this weekend. I really do.
Let's wait.
You cocky son of a bitch. I got half a mind, but I'm not going to do it because I'm tired of getting a pie in the face. I've had two pies in the face within 2 weeks.
That's not fun.
Congratulations.
Thank
Charlie
you,
Stossel.
Thank you, Don. Now talk about me after I leave.
I will.
There he goes. Charlie
trust
Stossel.
Me, I will. Thank you.
It's been done. You've got, now all the meringue seems to be gone, but you have that sticky feeling on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They use shaving cream in the movies, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that what they use in the movies?
A tin plate with the shaving cream in it.
Yeah. Really? Maybe we could get Lisa to come in and lick my face clean.
She'd do it.
I know she would.
Hey, Lisa, come on in and lick
No, I want to go to dinner tonight with my wife. Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. Charlie Stossel. You know, Mike...
You can tell how euphoric. It's the happiest he's been here in a month.
I don't mind losing a bet to you.
Right.
I don't mind, you know, when we play poker, I don't mind losing... Well, I've never lost to Buzz, but...
Right.
I wouldn't mind losing to Buzz. I certainly don't mind losing bets with Rob Bay.
Right. Yeah.
But losing a bet to Stossel...
Something a little more painful.
That is... goddamn humiliating.
Absolutely.
It
really
is.
He was practically dancing in here today.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie Stossel. Okay. And David Hainline, you can go away.
David Hainline's having one of those days where he is not working today.
I have wiped the pie off my face.
That's right.
David Hainline, incidentally, is the sales guy who has the ridiculous hands-free telephone thing, and he walks around the building with this thing that looks like, you know, Madonna in her videos?
Right, right.
That thing that she wears in her concert
it's
videos?
It's a little speaker and a little earplug where he just does all his talking like that. He's also got a computer that if the FBI ever raids this place, David will be going away for a long time.
He has pornos, like, of guys crapping in other guys' mouths.
I'll tell you, that Anna Kournikova, have you seen that picture that he's got on his computer?
Yes.
That's the one. I know it's a fake, but it is the finest.
It's a good fake, though.
The finest fake I've ever seen.
He has real great pornography. He has real gross stuff on his computer.
Right.
And the thing that gets is his headphone radio. But he'll just be walking down the hallways, his headphone telephone, the wireless headset telephone.
Right.
He'll just be walking down the hall, and all of a sudden you hear him go, "Hi,
David Hainline here.
Yeah, he's just conducting all his, but loves it. Loves it because he doesn't have to stay in his cubicle.
Yeah.
He's way too happy. He's always happy.
David Hainline is
a happy guy.
Damn, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I wanted to know, who does Charlie look like as far as a movie star?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Except he's bald.
Mayor, seriously, mayor, I mean, he's taller, but he resembles the mayor of Munchkin City.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And also a little like TV's The Commish.
Right. And, of course, the world famous brother of Ron Howard, Clint Howard.
That's really, really, honey, we're kidding about the rest, but Charlie Stossel is a dead ringer for Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Now, what's Buzz say?
Buzz?
Buzz, yeah. Your honest appraisal of the look of Mr.
Charlie's going to kill me, but I have to go with that the commish, I think.
Okay.
Michael Chiklis.
Yes, that's the guy.
So people can spot him in the park. Thanks a lot.
Were you interested? Were you curious about Charlie?
No, I just want to see if someone should be feeling sorry for him.
Oh, you definitely should be feeling sorry for him. Would there be a chance you would give him a pity F?
No, I've pitied enough people.
Really? Are you single?
Yeah.
Come on, what's one more?
he's not the kind of guy where he's disturbing to look at. No.
Right.
Well,
he works on the radio station. That's the start, right?
And he also has. He really did meet Kevin Spacey. He did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. She was interested before we did that. We basically torpedoed. Yes, I agree, Rob.
Bye-bye.
He was a whore.
Yeah, big time whore.
We torpedoed him right
Hello,
there.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, John Kim.
John Kim.
John King.
John Kim.
Kim, rather.
I want to go to King's Dominion.
Kim, you can go to King's Dominion if you're one of the callers who wins tickets.
Hello, Mr. Third Place Finisher.
Come on.
Would you like a fresco?
I want to thank my constituents on voting for me.
John, you should feel very good. You've only made a couple of appearances on this show, and yet you came in third place with a very strong showing of 13 votes.
May I speak to Buzz for a second?
I'm here, John.
Hey, did you use the thing I gave you? The book I gave you?
I haven't had a chance to use the kit yet, the erotic kit that he gave me. No.
Oh, shucks.
Sorry, but I'll get to it, I promise.
What an interesting question that was.
Okay, thank you, John Kim.
I want to go on to King Dominion.
Is it just Kim, wait and be the 100th caller.
Oh, man, all right, bye. All right,
thank you, John. Listen, John, take some solace in the fact that you completely annihilated Dennis Murphy.
And it's funny that we haven't heard from the caboose of the competition.
Well, I told Charlie Broyhill that after we get done with the pie in the face, we're going to make a very rare call where we call Dennis Murphy to ask him how he feels about coming in fourth.
Yeah, and, you know, I like your concept of Dennis Murphy reinventing himself.
Yeah, he's got to do something. You know, I just mentioned Madonna. She's somebody who, over the years, when people are getting sick of her, has done something. She comes up with a new look, a new sound.
Right, that's right, and then she sells more advertising time.
To reinvent herself. And, well, here now is the Madonna of this show. Hello.
Hi, God. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dennis. Listen,
Dennis Murphy.
Hold on, please. Dennis, I have to do a commercial. When we come back, we would like to hear your concession speech.
Hey, the three men won.
Pardon me?
That's a very defeatist attitude.
Well, the better three, the better man won.
Okay, this could be an interesting new start to the inventing of himself.
Okay, but don't go heavy on the pity thing.
It's been 14 years. I understand. People want to hear me.
I like this. I like this angle. I like the angle a lot.
Dennis, here's what I want you to do. We're going to play commercials, you know, about 5 minutes worth. I want you to actually put paper to pen and actually write some kind of conciliatory note saying that you concede this election and tell us what your plans are for the future.
For the new Dennis Murphy.
Okay,
hold on, please.
I'll put paper to pen.
Great, we will
pen the paper.
Right, whatever. Hold on, please. We will find out if, in fact, there is going to be a new Dennis Murphy.
Absolutely. I don't think so after he puts paper to pen.
Right. After what I say.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think I said
11:40. America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
All right, let's get a thought here. A Minnie speech. The big loser in the election today to pick the favorite Don and Mike show mascot to go to King's Dominion, Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, and a shocking development. Homo Joe, of course, won. That was no surprise. He was followed by Tom Gavin, John Kim, and then bringing up the rear in an overwhelming defeat today was Dennis Murphy.
Ouch. Hello, hello, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing now? Listen, I like the energy, Dennis.
Very good, Dennis.
I'm going to be more enthusiastic. I'm going to be more positive. I want to win back your confidence.
I'll tell you that during the commercial, I did hear Charlie Broyhill prepping Dennis and telling Dennis all of the stuff that we've tried to tell him over the years, you know.
Hey, God, you don't have to cut the inside story. Come on.
Don't feel sorry for yourself.
Right.
Don't play the pity card.
Yeah, the pity card, I think, was played more during the prom segment than...
I understand, Michael.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Dental.
The final tabulation today was
loser.
Homo Joe 20, Tom Gavin the Monster 16, John Kim the Yellow Bastard 13, Dennis Murphy Major Effing Star 7. And now, ready to speak to America on this stunning upset defeat is Dennis Murphy.
Hello, America. Dennis Murphy, to speak the King's Dominion election to Homo Joe. The people have spoken. I want to win back the confidence of Don and Mike. And I promise to be more enthusiastic. I promise to cut another love song CD. I promise to do crazy things. I want your respect back into me, Don and Mike. What can I do to win your respect?
Asking us?
Well, Dennis, I think, is that the end of your prepared remarks, or do you have more?
I only have 6 minutes, and I'm a slow rider.
Pardon me?
I'll just ad-lib, Dennis.
I only have 6 minutes, so that's what I wrote so far.
Oh, so that's all you had prepared.
That's right, yes. I just said, just ad-lib, Dennis.
And I promise to the listeners of Don and Mike that I will be more positive and enthusiastic. I want to win your respect and the listeners' respect. I promise to be crazy. I promise to do anything that you want me to do, Don and Mike. And guess what, Don?
What, Dennis?
The co-fund is almost gone.
This toe fungus is almost gone.
Wow.
Hey, Don. I'm using this nail polish. You should use it.
Dennis, I don't want our relationship to end. I think back to the good times, Dennis, when we sent you to the whorehouse in Nevada to get laid.
That was a great day. That was a great day for Dennis Murphy.
When you had to be washed on the toilet when you couldn't get it up.
Can I remind you? You told me to do what you know.
Right. I gave Dennis the advice since he had not been laid.
Yeah. I remember back to when Dennis went to hedonism with Grace.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Grace with dirty feet.
Yes.
I gave Dennis the advice when he was going to get laid by the whore that what he should do is J.O. before so that...
That wasn't a good idea.
So that when he gets in there with a whore and he gets laid for the first time that he would actually be able to make it last longer than 30 seconds. But as it turns out, he was not able to perform.
And you know, I will never forget still...
That was a great moment, Dennis.
It was a great moment.
Thank you, Don. I want to have more great moments with you all.
I will never forget the very first time we met Dennis at that car dealership when we were out there in Laurel, Maryland. And then when we saw him again next to a trash can full of beer next to the hotel, screaming out his hotel room number.
Do you remember, Mike?
915.
And Mike, showed up, and Don went to bed.
That's right. I showed up, Dennis. I showed up.
Shocker, Dennis. I remember when you rode with the bulls. You ran with the bulls. I remember when you jumped out of an airplane.
I still can't believe I did that.
But Dennis, your recent appearances on this show...
I've been mean. I know.
They have been awful. Dennis, we have supported your website. We have supported your Christmas recordings.
Yes.
Dennis,
yes.
We don't want things to end, but Dennis... It's not on us to say, what can we do for Dennis Murphy?
It's what can the listener.
It's what Dennis Murphy can do for us.
Absolutely, Dennis.
Dennis, it is time to reinvent yourself.
Time to turn on those creative juices, Dennis.
Typical Dennis. You have to do that.
Okay.
Dennis, this requires something that maybe, well, you haven't put forth the last few times, and it's effort. It's significant effort. Dennis,
we... Effort has been a little bit...
Dennis, frankly, to be honest, I'm spent as far as ideas for you. We've had your teeth fixed. We've had your feet fixed.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten you new sets of clothing. We've sent you out on dates. We sent you out with a guy to find out if you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start the Dennis Murphy era of Camelot right now.
Oh, come on.
This is the rebirth of Dennis Murphy.
And Gauntlet, I will not let you down. I will give it my best try to think up. But hopefully people will email me at DennisMurphy.com to give me suggestions.
Now, Dennis, that's the old Dennis. I think what Don said a few minutes ago, reinventing yourself, a new Dennis, a whole new Dennis, a Dennis that nobody's ever heard before.
Well, I wish I could have a full tongue, but I don't think that's what I have.
Oh, that's sympathy. No. So you're going for the sympathy thing again.
Because, Dennis, the reason that you've been on this show, how long have you been on this show now?
October 26, 1986.
All right, the reason you have been on this show nearly 14 years is not because you have half a tongue and not because you are missing a hand.
Well,
that is not the reason.
It's for my comedic value.
Your personality.
Absolutely, Dennis. You're a smart guy. You know how to do this. You can reinvent yourself. And, you know, when Don says reinvent yourself, maybe, you know, it's not the Dennis that we've been talking to all these years. Maybe it's a new belligerent Dennis.
Well, now, Mike, please, you're leading the witness.
I know I am.
You're leading the witness.
To piss people off now.
No, Dennis. No, we don't. And Mike, I want that stricken from the record.
Stricken for the record.
The jury, and you're the jury, Dennis. You are to not remember that Mike said that.
That's right.
Okay.
It's simply up to you, Dennis. Reinvent yourself, and when you feel that you are reinvented, present yourself to us.
The new Dennis Murphy.
Can I present the new Dennis Murphy for the Playmate Bikini Contest?
Dennis, do you really think you can pull this thing together in 4 short days?
Not really.
No, I don't think you can, Dennis.
My creative juices aren't that fast.
No,
you'd really, if you did that, Dennis, you might blow the whole thing.
Okay.
But if you lay low and take some time and just really come up with something.
Okay. Hey, Mike, can I call you off the air and you and I can talk?
Dennis, I don't think I should do that. I think this should be you because I want to be as surprised as everybody else when the new Dennis Murphy, you know, shows up.
All right, now Mike gave you one, and I'm going to give you one, too. And,
okay.
And I want you to strike this from the record after I say it. But
okay.
This is just a suggestion.
Okay.
How about heroin addict Dennis Murphy?
No.
What I mean is, Dennis, it would be a new Dennis, a new side of you.
Problem. I don't want your problem.
Oh, Dennis.
Oh, God.
Now you're going to piss me off, Dennis.
I'm sorry. Dennis, I have never done heroin. Huh?
I have never done heroin.
Okay, I'm sorry,
Gon.
Please. Oh, God.
That's right. Dennis, get the guys right. I'm the one that did heroin.
No. Dennis, it is certainly no secret that I used to party, and I got in trouble, and I don't party anymore.
Okay. And congratulations. And the only thing I do is drink beer and act crazy.
Yeah, but you've got to reinvent yourself.
There must be a new Dennis Murphy.
Okay. Okay,
Don,
I'll get the creative juices
for him. Dennis, I strike this from the record again, because here we are helping you again.
Dennis, when Don
was saying that, he wasn't saying go out and shoot heroin into your arm. He was saying the personality of.
Right.
Think about it.
Okay.
Put it together. We're not going to spell everything out for you.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to say to you, you know, get yourself a superhero uniform and transform yourself. I don't want to suggest gothic Dennis.
Gothic. Gothic. Oh, so you want me to get my king?
Dennis, no. Dennis.
Dennis, you're making me mad.
Okay.
We don't want you to do this.
Okay.
We are simply tossing out suggestions on how you can reinvent yourself.
That's right. That's the only concept you need to worry about is the concept of reinventing a new, all new, completely new Dennis Murphy.
So gone and like.
You're on the bench, Dennis.
I'm on the bench.
You're on the bench.
Yeah,
right,
of course,
now.
you'll always be on the team.
Hey, I've been on the bench with basketball, baseball, and football. What else is new?
He's
going, that sympathy fest, so irritating.
That's the one thing. I did play sports when I was younger.
But I will tell you, that is the one thing that I hope the reinvented Dennis Murphy comes back without that sympathy, without the I'm sorry, without what do I do, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I will think of something, and I will get back.
Okay, now Rob has just given me another one, and I should just Dennis the Fancy Lad. You know, there are so many different ways, right?
Right,
the Buster Brown outfit.
Sure.
There are so many ways you could reinvent yourself, Dennis.
Dennis, cabin boy Dennis. Yeah,
there are so many ways to reinvent yourself.
Well, Dennis Big Boy Dennis.
Dennis Big Boy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, Big Boy?
Remember the Big Boy statue?
But Dennis, see, that's already been done on the show. We already did that
with
F the Hobbit.
I know who it is.
Okay?
Okay.
Dennis, listen, it's up to you.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. The listeners have spoken.
Oh, but the listeners have spoken. They want a new spokesperson, and I understand.
Okay.
Excellent.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's getting the message or not.
I don't think so. I don't feel like he is.
No.
I don't think like he has for a long time. You know, because it's been too easy for a long time.
So, Dennis, you reinvent yourself, and when you're ready, call us up, whether it be live or on the telephone, you know, whether you want to stage some kind of public event to announce the new Dennis Murphy,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is, reinvent yourself, and then we will welcome you back with open arms.
And Dennis, you know, once again, strike this from the record, but it's not just the personality. You know, you can bring to the table whatever you need to do to prove to us that you've reinvented yourself. If that happens to be some new project that you've worked on, whatever.
You know, I'm thinking again, and I strike this from the record, Murpho the Clown. I mean,
right.
There are a million different ways you can reinvent yourself.
Absolutely. And you know, if Murpho the Clown happened to create a new group of songs.
Yes, I know, but you know what? We're giving it way too much.
I agree.
Right now. We really are.
But I'm taking some suggestions. Thank you.
Okay, but that's it.
Now, you know, don't seize on Murpho the Clown, okay?
Stump of the Clown.
Stump of,
Yeah, heroin.
Oh, God, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so am I, Dennis.
Okay. God, you know I'm just kidding.
Sure I do.
Well, now you're pissed. Hello? America, this is Dennis Murphy. I will win back your respect and Dennis Mike's respect. Am I on? Hello? Hello? okay. Dennis Mike, don't worry. I will be there for you.
All right. Show hinges on him.
No. The show hinges on you two. The show is... I'm probably 1/18,000th of the show.
Here we go.
There he is.
Oh, is it true?
I like that high-pitched.
Huh?
How can he be hearing us? I took the microphones out of audition.
I can hear it.
Yeah, you know what? That trick didn't work today, Rob. Hey, look, I took him off. There you go. There you go. See, now you can't hear me, right?
Can you play the clip?
Now you can't hear me, can you? Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
He can't hear us now.
Okay, America. Please, I will win your respect back, and please, this is Dennis Murphy, and Dennis Mike. Okay, I want to thank you for everything.
You know, I think we shouldn't really allow him to come down for the bikini contest, but he needs a deadline. He's the kind of guy that doesn't respond to anything if you don't give him a deadline.
Right, give him the deadline. Dennis, here's your deadline.
What?
Your deadline is by the 4th of July, we must meet the new Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
By the 4th of July.
The new Dennis Murphy.
And I'm going to give you just a couple of weeks because actually we start our vacation before the 4th of July. You got 2 weeks. What's 2 weeks from today, Buzz?
This is the 7th. That would be the 21st.
Dennis, you have 2 weeks to reinvent yourself and present yourself to us on Wednesday, June 21st.
Okay. I will try to reinvent myself. I will reinvent myself.
Beautiful.
I like that attitude.
We look forward to seeing the new Dennis Murphy.
And hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Can you and I have consultations?
I don't think it's fair that Dennis should get consultations from anybody on this show.
I really, Dennis, this is the whole thing.
Has to come from within.
You doing it on your own.
Okay.
Well, I support you, Dennis. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're all behind you. You know that.
Yes, Dennis. Just, you know, give it some thought.
You're still on this team, Dennis. You're just riding the bench right now.
Okay.
But you're almost on the waiver wire, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I was you, Dennis, I'd be concerned. The John Kim, who's only been on this show one time and had what I consider to be a very poor performance, scored 13 votes today.
I'm not cooking votes.
And Tom Gavin, who admittedly is 20% retard, got 16 votes today. And Homo Joe, who enjoys getting stabbed in the ass, got 20 votes today.
Well, I guess people like Homo then.
Dennis, you know, it's just a question of the reinventing of yourself.
Okay. And again, Dennis, you know, not for the record, homosexual Dennis.
No. Right.
I mean, Dennis, it's going to take a bold, bold move for you to reinvent yourself on this.
It's not just Dennis anymore.
I'm telling you, that ain't happening. It's not happening.
You know, this is not your father's Dennis.
Right. It's been a good ride while it's lasted, Dennis.
October 26, 1986, the day that will
live in infamy. That's right, and that doesn't have to end, Dennis.
Okay, Mike.
Sexually ambiguous Dennis.
Right. I mean, androgynous Dennis.
Yes, there's many ways.
Hold on, Mike, what does androgynous mean?
Get yourself a dictionary.
Yeah, go out and look in a dictionary.
Come on, Dennis, Mike, Dennis, I don't have one in front of me.
Dennis, effort is part of the new Dennis. That's right, effort. I think that's definitely a prerequisite.
Okay, you know I'm sweating with that right now.
I know you are, and I wish to God there was a way you could work on that to be the new Dennis, but I know that whatever new form you come to us in, sweat will be a giant part of it.
Well, I can't change overnight.
All right, I'll throw you one more. What about coprophiliac, Dennis?
Oh, God.
What's that?
Look that one up, too, Dennis.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So,
we will see you. We will see the all-new Dennis Murphy on Wednesday, June 21st.
Dennis, we are excited, and I hope you are, too.
I'm excited, and thank you for the airtime, and hopefully I will get more.
This is an adventure.
This is the beginning of the rest of your life on this show.
Right.
Okay. It's going to be, the beginning of the new and improved Dennis Patrick Murphy.
Right. Hey, yeah, terrific. You're thinking along those lines already.
Very good, Dennis. Well, listen, we're all for you. We love you.
Yes. Mike, I wish I could do voice like you.
Well, Dennis, you can't.
Hey, how you like this one, Mike? Hello, this is
Howard. How you doing, Dennis? That's the impressionist. Could be.
Okay. Let me see. Kelly Grant. Julie.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you can't say Judy, so it sounds like Julie.
Okay. Dennis, we look forward to the unveiling of the new Dennis Murphy on Wednesday, June 21st.
And if Mrs. will call in and give a suggestion,
Dennis,
yeah.
We will not devote any time on the show to people calling in with suggestions.
Okay, no problem.
If you want to, you know, take your road show out to, like, Coalfield House or wherever you go and talk to listeners there, but we're not going to be doing this on the air.
Okay.
All right, Dennis.
We won't tell people where you are.
We will see you. We're not going to promote what portal you're going to be at.
Oh, it's going to be Portal B, but that won't be until next November.
Right, so Dennis, we'll see you in 2 weeks for the all-new... reinvented.
Godspeed, Dennis.
Dennis Murphy.
Godspeed and see you then.
Bye-bye.
Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
You know I do love you.
Yes, I know, Dennis, and I love you.
Don?
Yes.
Thanks for the comment. You are a great guy and a great American.
And as are you, Dennis. No, harm, no foul.
Yes, Dennis.
You are like Paul Harvey Sr.
Wait, thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. Adios, and see you later, America.
Okay.
There he goes.
Very decisive way he got off the phone there. We'll see what happens. I don't want to say what I'm looking forward to. But there were a few ideas thrown out during that segment that certainly made me smile.
It could be winners. Absolutely.
But listen, don't say anything because all right. You know, he's listening right now with a giant, one of those gigantic Pee Wee Herman sized pencils.
He does.
Just waiting to write down whatever we say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a guy that doesn't like challenges.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I was hoping to talk to Dennis. My name is Sarah.
Yes?
And Dennis has been calling me for about a month at work, fighting with Tom Gavin because he wants to take me out to what he calls a romantic Thai food dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I won't go out with him.
Why not?
And he told me, the last time he talked to me, he told me that he was dying of cancer for sympathy so that I would go out with him.
Dennis told you he's dying of cancer?
That's what he told me.
Not a bad line.
It's a lie because he eventually I was like, that's not going to change it. And he's like, okay, it was a lie. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, but that's pretty cool that Dennis said he was dying to get you to go out with him.
You know, no, I'm gonna censor myself right now. Yeah, because
right.
I almost came up with another great reinvention for Dennis Murphy right there, something along those lines. All right. Sarah, thank you.
Sure.
I'm sorry you can't talk to Dennis. He's not coming on the show until he reinvents himself.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks.
Thank you much. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Rachel.
Yes.
Calling about the pregnant lady bikini contest.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I know you needed some more people, like you didn't already have enough. How many people are you up to now?
I think we have 17.
Oh, okay.
But, Rachel, there's never enough. How far along are you?
I'm actually at the start of my third trimester.
17 pregnant ladies in bikinis. That is imagine the photo op for that.
On Monday's episode. And we are going to, even if we don't have our website up yet, we're going to put it on toolexposed.com.
Very good.
Pictures of all the girls. So everybody will be able to see them. And that's the site where you can see Frida getting dry humped today by
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, the stripper. And www.2xposed.com.
Excellent.
Rachel, you are just starting your third trimester. Do you have a teeny bikini?
Well, I had a hot pink one. I got to see if I still can, find it.
Excellent. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh. Come on down. And don't forget, the only thing we tell the ladies is you have to come up with some kind of talent.
Right. We are going to have a talent competition.
Which I'm working on.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks, Rachel. We'll see you Monday.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hold on a second, please.
But none of the ladies will have to reinvent themselves.
No, tell us. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is David Brinkley with an analysis of today's election results. As expected, homosexual Joseph, the gentleman's friend, won, but only...
For all the impressionists in our audience, this little mantra here, keep them timely. Please keep them timely.
Hello. Not in Mike's Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to suggest Dennis Murphy the Mute.
What? Oh, God.
All right, message received. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, you know, we'll give him 2 weeks.
Sure.
He's definitely a nice guy, and we've loved having him involved with the show.
Sure hope he shows up in an outfit.
Yeah, that would have to be a prerequisite.
An outfit.
There has to be a uniform.
A get-up.
Yeah, he's got to come up with a new gimmick.
Yeah,
he has to.
Absolutely. And there's got to be, I mean, I'll tell you, we know he's listening right now, and I will tell you this right now. Are we all in agreement that there's one thing we require, and that's a lot of effort?
Yes.
A lot of effort.
Yeah,
that's got to be it.
Don and Mike Show.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike. How are you?
Homo Joe, the listener's favorite.
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable. Even the doctor I went to today is a fan of the show.
Really? You went to the doctor?
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor today.
It wasn't a heavy doctor, was it?
No. Well, he went to do an endoscopy on me and a colonoscopy on the same day.
Oh, really?
Oh, and for Joe, that's like going on a date.
he was so funny. He was typical Don and Mike, your candor. He says, I'll stick it down your throat, and then I'll flip you over and stick it up your butt.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess you're close to your doctor then.
Now this is the first time I met the guy.
Oh, dear.
Well, homosexual Joseph, I'm sure you've heard the results today of the voting to find the captain for the Busta Kings Dominion.
I sure did.
Congratulations again, Homo
Thank
Joe.
You. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Everybody loves you, Homo Joe, and we look forward to you being our happy captain on Wednesday, June 21st.
That sounds great. It's perfect. I got it marked on the calendar.
For God's sakes, don't get hit by a bus or anything, because if you're not able to do it...
Yeah, then we have to go to Tom Gavin.
I will be there bright and shiny, and we'll do some more terrorizing the people, investigating and see what they're all about.
Beautiful. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, talk to you there.
Bye-bye. There he is, the winner of today's election, homosexual Joseph.
Were you like me, just heart skipping a beat there for a second, thinking, listen, that day's going to be bad for me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hello. No, my heart always gets a beat when Joe says he's going to the doctor. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Here's my question. They do eye transplants and lung transplants. Why can't they do a tongue transplant on Dennis?
Well, you know, boy, 2 weeks is an awful lot to ask to have that done.
Yeah. No, I know, but...
I don't know. Frankly, I don't know if that would help Dennis.
Hello,
I
mean, guys.
Yeah. What if he came in one day and all of a sudden he just had like a regular voice?
I mean, I like Dennis, but I can't understand him.
Well, neither can we, but that's part of the charm of Dennis.
Yeah, we've always thought that's part of his charm. It wouldn't be the same Dennis. We like Dennis, you know, the basic core of Dennis is what we enjoy.
It's just he has to reinvent himself.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I don't want to switch the subject too much, but I want to tell you of something that I habitually do.
You know what? I'm going to hang up on that guy because that was Lewis the retard.
Ah, yes. Fantastic.
Trying to slip through the cracks.
Probably very frustrated, what with the election and all today.
Right. Lewis not even on the ballot.
Yeah, not even on the radar screen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I think you're way off base when it comes to Dennis Murphy. If you send that, I don't want to be too candid, but you send the fag out to Sacramento, or you send Dennis Murphy, or you send John Kim, and who'll have the biggest crowd? Fan Dennis Murphy.
We got a Dennis Murphy supporter. Where were you during the election?
He just sucks on the radio. He just sucks when it comes to doing reports.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we do a radio show.
No, but when you do your live appearances, he's got to be there, man. He is the bomb when it comes
still
to
on
that.
Dennis is still on the team.
I'm just telling
you. Still on the team.
As far as on the radio, which is exactly what we're talking about, Dennis must recreate himself.
Okay. But you know how much, I get tired of the gay act all the time. I know he's gay, but it just gets old.
It's not an act, and the people have spoken.
And I would tell you that for every person who is tired of Homo Joe's act, there are thousands more who are tired of Dennis's act. I mean, even when Dennis is doing his best stuff, even when Dennis was like jumping out of the airplane, we have people call us up and say, God, we hate Dennis Murphy, take him off the radio.
That's all going to change, though, in 2 weeks when we open the doors.
Murphy.
Yeah, new Murphy.
The all
new. Kim rules.
New and improved Murphy product.
Last thing I guess is John Kim rules.
Yeah, that's what he's a John Kim fan. Right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
Well, hi. Well, I just can call it to let you know, guys know that you guys got a great show, and I've just started listening to it, and I'm not tired of them yet.
Well, and the reason is you have not been listening long. Okay. As you said, you're a new listener.
Yep, just about a year or so.
Okay, right. Well, you'll probably enjoy the new and reinvented Dennis even more.
Yeah, well, hopefully so. It's hysterical when he's jumping out of the plane. I love that.
Right, that was the high point for Dennis.
Yes, it was.
But unfortunately, it's been, you know... it's kind of a trickle-down effect,
absolutely.
Well, I can understand that point.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Sure, no problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Roger that.
Right, over. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I was looking at those pictures of Charlie Broyhill on that website.
Oh, where he's wearing the dildo mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, whose butt is that on the first picture?
That is Charlie Broyhill's butt.
That's a weird-looking butt.
Yes. Thank you. That's the day that Charlie, for his birthday, came in and the girls pulled his pants down and actually spanked his pimply bottom.
Made it all red and angry.
Yeah, although there's no pictures of Frida on this website.
No, they're not up yet. You got to give us enough time to download the pictures and then ship them over to that website. But they should be up by the end of the day today.
Okay.
Same website, same address.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Maybe Dennis should go out and get a nice... cool gun.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy. I thought it couldn't get worse than the guy that wanted him to be a mute.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, sirs.
Hi.
Lance Corporal Larry Handy from the Marine Recruiting Station in Reno. We can reinvent Dennis Murphy and Homo Joe.
I don't think they both need reinvention, but thank you for your input, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye. All right, listen, enough on that. We wish nothing but the best for Dennis.
Dennis Murphy going down to Paris Island.
And 2 weeks from today, we will meet the new reinvented Dennis. We got a break now. We'll be right back.
They'll see you in Toledo.
Please.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hi, Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Got a story here from the newspaper. We never read real stories from the newspaper, but this one...
The Real Slim Shady.
It's so wacky. I've got to share it with you. That, you know, have you seen this new, the Chrysler PT Cruiser?
Yeah, it's a very popular car. As a matter of fact, a lot of people paying way over sticker for it.
Right. I think they're dumb-looking cars, but
they're retro.
People love them.
Right. They go back, like, to the 40s.
As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, my wife, who's not impressed by the price of something,
right,
bought herself a new car.
Mm-hmm.
She bought a Lexus.
Right.
When she was in... the Lexus showroom, she told me that they had one of these Chrysler Cruisers in the showroom.
Right.
And she said to them, well, you sell Lexus. Why do you have this? They said, we bought it. And it's in such hot demand
that we're selling it in.
We're selling it here in the Lexus showroom.
Yeah, like the sticker on the car is not comparatively, it's not a luxury car price.
I think the
17.8,
right?
So they're going for like $35,000, and here is the deal: that the people from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the people who crash cars to find out if they're safe or not, they can only find one.
Yeah, and they paid for it, right?
Yeah, well, no, and they want more. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they pay for all the cars that they test.
But they're not, like, getting a special deal because they're testing them.
No, they paid, like, $10,000 over sticker.
Right, they paid $21,000 for their... They were promised two Cruisers for their crash test. $20,000 over the sticker price for the two cars.
Oh, my God.
They got just one from the dealer that promised them two. So now, they're doing a crash test tomorrow to find out if this car is safe.
Right.
And they only have one car.
They only have one car to use.
They only have one car.
Better make it a good test.
So they will front crash test the one they have.
Right.
And then I guess, you take your life in your own hands.
Yeah, if you're going to sit in the back seat of the thing, you won't really know how safe it is back there because they won't be able to do it.
Yeah, it might be like a Pinto.
Mm. Right.
So what they're doing is, they're putting out a telephone number. And they're saying if anybody has a Plymouth Cruiser, a Chrysler Cruiser, that they would like to sell, they put the phone number in the newspaper.
So they'd actually pay, they'd pay $20,000. So if you paid like $20,000 for this thing, and they're going to pay $20,000, you could get a $20,000 windfall.
For the two cars that they were going to buy from this dealer, they were going to pay $10,000 over sticker.
$10,000, so about $37,000.
$10,000 over sticker for both of them.
For each car.
But as it turns out, the car dealer found out that they could sell one of those cars to someone and make even more money.
Right.
So that one car dealer said to them, forget it. You only get one. Mm. So now...
I guess they're not all that fancy on the inside, right?
The goddamn National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, whose job it is to crash cars and tell us if they're safe...
Right.
They can only crash this car tomorrow on the front.
Right. Because they can't get the car from the dealers.
Right. Mm. So they will front crash the one they have tomorrow and give its safety score... Later this month.
Will they sell the car after they crash it?
I don't know. I was wondering if anybody out there has one.
I've seen them around
that
here.
That they want to sell. I mean, it seems to me that's an important reason to sell these people these cars. Otherwise, how do you know if someone rear-ends you that it's not going to, like, Pinto and blow up on you?
When I first heard that story, I was amazed that they just go out and buy the cars like that. I always thought that maybe it would be required of the manufacturers to provide the National Highway Safety Administration with one or two cars.
You'd think.
You know, you would think that's so, but no, they're an independent testing group,
now,
and, you know, they go with market price.
Chrysler has tried to help free up a car for the government by immediately building another one, but they said that the wait would be too long.
Now, if you were Chrysler and you knew it was going to be done in a crash test, wouldn't you doctor that car up a little bit?
A little bit.
Put a little extra steel beam in it, you know? It's like all of a sudden you see this thing back into a pole and the whole building falls down.
Chrysler has crash tested its Cruiser. They've done their own tests.
Yeah. Right.
But they will not specify what their tests show.
Of course.
You know, which raises...
They show the car's made out of paper mache.
Raises suspicion that people are wondering now, you know, what might be wrong with these cars.
It sure looks cool.
Mm-hmm. You know what? No, it is. I just thought it's weird. You know, so they're not going to be able to tell, you know, if you're going to blow yourself up real good if you get rear-ended.
And in this area, you know, in Washington, D.C., I know people, there are a lot of people that are into having the first of these type of cars, so there should be some people with them.
And, you know, they're not only charging that much above the sticker, they're also charging people like $100 to be put on a waiting list and then giving them the first one that comes in. You can't choose the color, can't choose your options, just get whatever comes in.
That's a lot of high-demand cars and in busy, you know, with the economy going the way it's going right now, you're getting that
sucks.
A lot. And it's really horrible that they do that, that they say that to people. You know, hey, yeah, you can have this car, but you have to pay over the sticker.
And you have to pay to wait to get the car. And then when you get the car, if it comes in hot pink with orange seats,
absolutely,
you got to take it.
Yeah. And the other thing is, it's smaller than you think. It's like comparable to like a mid-sized car.
Absolutely.
It's not big like a Ford. It's only got
the... That's why, you know, for a lot of cars, if you call dealerships right now and you're looking for a car, I've got a lease that's up at the end of July, beginning of July, actually. You call auto dealers now, and auto dealers are just like, about 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. That's their attitude, and they can do it because there's such demand for automobiles right
now. That is the funniest goddamn story I've read in a long time. I don't normally read the regular part of the newspaper.
It is a unique story that they are, you know.
You know, these are people who are going to crash cars to tell us if they're safe. They can't get one.
Right.
And so they call Chrysler up and say, listen, we want to do a crash test. Chrysler says, you know, we can make you one, but... It's going to take us a while to make you one.
And the thing is, if the car stickers for $17,000, is this some kind of game that they, you know, they put that price out? But what's the point? I mean, if everybody's paying over this and they're not making a lot and they're making an exclusive car, you always think of a car that's in that price range as being a production car that they make lots of. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Well, they do that with a lot of stuff, though. I mean,
they do that with Create Urgency, First Rule of Sales.
It's like the Beanie Baby thing,
right?
You know, where you know that they've got somewhere, they've got a closet that has 5 million Beanie Babies,
right.
But they only release 100 at a time,
mm-hmm.
So all the idiot house frows will call QVC and pay $1,000 for a bean bag.
I think there's a tremendous market for, like, year-old vehicles. I mean, I really think, you know, cause people who want the very first thing, and then they, you know, they wait a year, and you get the same thing, get it for the, you know, the real price.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, do you guys want to hear my 17-month-old kid say I love you, Don and Mike?
Oh, sure.
Okay, hold on. Say Don and Mike.
I love you.
Don and Mike.
I love you. Don and Mike.
You hear that?
is that a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
I'm the one who called about a month ago and to tell you that he liked listening to your voice on the radio.
That's wonderful.
Right, thank you.
I suggested you try the lemon after the martini.
the lemon after the martini.
The lemon. The lemon. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, quick question. I'm a long time listening to you. I'm trying to remember, where were you on in Chicago back in the 80s?
Yes.
And I remember back a few weeks ago, you were dogging Steve Dahl out. Were you on there when Steve Dahl was on the radio back in the early 70s when he was good? But I know he sucks now, of course.
I worked at the same station as he did. Yeah, I worked at WLS for a while.
Okay, you were in a DAI, were you? Or the Loop?
Oh, Disco DAI? No. No.
Because remember DAI switched when, you know, Dahl left?
Radiophile. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you must know it is not the highway board buying those cars. It is your tax dollars buying the cars.
Okay. All right. That's right. It is your tax dollars. Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He was maybe from a foreign country, but he was right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing? I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Yes, I bet you are.
I am. Oh, you can tell by the accent, huh?
Right.
No, I didn't detect any accent.
Oh, okay. I'm a new time listener. Great show. As possible, can I try to guess the secret sound?
Yes. We do have that secret deal for people from New York because they don't hear the show live. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, you don't get the build up.
I don't care. You don't have to play. My daughter said we listened last night. It's the same sound as yesterday.
All right, let me just play it for you.
Okay.
There it is. What is that sound?
My daughter said it's a light switch.
No. Oh,
okay.
Weird.
I appreciate it. You guys have a safe trip down or up to New York tomorrow.
We will. We'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
See you. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. Just wanted to give you some information about the PT Cruiser.
Yeah, what about it?
You actually... We'll have to put $100 deposit down if you want to order one. You can order one and actually get it at the end of August in any color you want.
You know, is any car worth that?
No.
No.
I mean,
but you don't really have to pay the premium on it. You can pay sticker price on the car.
I like going into a car dealership where you got lots of the different cars that you want. You haggle with the deal. You try to make a decent deal on the car, and then you take it home that day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know, I used to work at a dealership, and not a Chrysler dealership, but we talked to an auto transport guy. Those Cruisers are actually based on a neon frame and motor and, like, drive shaft.
Yeah, well, quality is job one.
Yeah, basically, you're just buying, like, a transformed neon.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye. Neon, great light, greater car. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to see why Scooter from Mobile wasn't on that.
Great defensive back.
That list.
Oh, Neon Dion.
Right.
What was that, sir?
I want to see if Scooter can go to the King's Dominion.
No, oh, listen, Scooter's not in the same class as Dennis, H.J., John Kim, or T.G.
Yes, so Scooter is still in the amateur ranks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Gus, I have a 1994 F-150, and I was wondering if I changed to 1040 oil, will it run better?
Is he doing a Pat Goss anal garage thing with it?
Pat Goss. Okay. Goss's garage. There we go. I wouldn't want to do that if I were you. I'll tell you right now, that might not be a real good idea.
All right, I'm going to call the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
My Mercedes that I drive, I change the oil every 3,000 miles with my mouth.
My advice would be don't change the oil. Because you'll be effed on your warranty.
Don't change the oil, get a new engine.
Yeah. We are definitely going to get an answering machine.
Hi, this is the office of Rick Morgan. I'm in the office today, but away from my desk. If you are calling about the PT Cruiser, we have now located and purchased a cruiser for our crash test.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow. Thank you for calling to help us locate.
Is that a real
PT
human?
Cruiser.
Yes.
Recording.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night, so I see you'll be here Sunday.
Dick Van Patten, PT Cruiser driver.
The 20th. So I guess I could see you today, guys, then, on the 20th.
Message sent.
Good.
Please enter your mailbox number.
Oh, I don't have a mailbox number. Okay, hold on. Let me just call that guy back. Hold on.
You leave one more message for him? Thank you for calling. We have located the PT Cruiser right now.
Hello, Billy.
Billy, would you like to drive the retro PT Cruiser on the neon frame? Enjoy. It's only $10,000 over the sticker price. Pay more.
Hi. This is the office of Rick Morgan.
Hi, Rick.
I am in the office today, but away from my desk.
All right.
If you are calling about the PT Cruiser, we have now located and purchased...
This is the guy in charge of the crash test. I feel real safe. Yeah.
Sounds like he's...
Thank you for calling to help us locate a PT Cruiser. Recording.
He's got, like, stripes on his head.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. We were calling to find out if you've gotten a PT Cruiser.
Hi. Rick? Hi.
Hi, Rick.
Did you find the car?
We certainly hope so.
Hi. Hi, Rick.
Good luck with the crash test.
We heard they're really just... a neon frame, Rick.
The PT Cruiser.
Hi, Rick.
Slow Talkers of America Unite.
You rule, Rick.
You rock.
You the man. Hi, Rick.
Good luck with your testing.
Message sent.
Thank you.
Please enter your mailbox number.
I don't have a mailbox number. All right, well, there you go. Problem solved. They found the car.
That's good, and good luck. Now you'll know if you're sitting in the back of one of those things, you know, whether you're going to turn to hamburger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Wu, and I think John Kim should go on the trip. And I like big butts.
All right, thank you. That was your Release the Hounds guy.
I believe it was.
I think so.
I wish you would just call with his regular Release the Hounds thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
People want to crash the PT Cruiser, but they don't want other people to see him crash in the PT Cruiser.
Isn't that a Ron and Fez thing?
Yeah. I'm Fez.
Ron and Fag. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I think both those guys are fags.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. You know, not that there's anything wrong with
that. Of course
that.
Not. That's terrific. Well, I'm listening now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling from Inglewood, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I would like to try the secret sound.
You know what? We just let someone from Queens play.
Oh, okay, then. So I don't. Well, I guess I'll try again next time. I just want to tell you guys are doing a good job, and I'm kind of glad I got on live.
Well, no, yeah, well, Cardi, you'll hear yourself tonight.
Hey, oh, I look forward to it.
Yo, yo, thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's the cool thing about all you folks in the New York area that call us, and you can just hang out and listen to yourself later.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll be there Friday.
That's right.
There's no way around that. We'll be there. That's a promise. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm calling about that PT Cruiser you guys were just talking about.
Yes, sir.
That car, somebody was saying, it is mass-produced. And Rob was saying about how small it is.
Yeah.
It's actually built on a neon chassis.
Somebody called and said that.
Oh. I got out. I'm sorry. I got out of my car and came in my house and called.
But you were talking about a comment that was made by who?
Robbie said something about it being small.
Rob.
That's giving me a good chance to play the new sexy Rob theme, though.
Rob. Rob. Rob.
The new Rob Spiewak song.
He knew that.
His new theme song.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That Cruiser is wicked, wicked roomy.
It is really wicked roomy.
Wicked roomy. And also, I really want to see Dennis as the naughty schoolgirl.
That might be the greatest reinvention of
sure.
all.
Naughty stewardess.
He comes in here in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. He's got like a Pippi Longstockings type, pigtails and stuff.
Naughty school, the naughty schoolgirl.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. We got to do a break. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you. We love you for saying that.
I just wanted to tell you that guy that left that message, you know, I think that was actually one of the crash dummies they were using.
Hi.
Yeah, that sounded like.
Hi.
I thought someone like Rob. I had to say it again, but Rob made that joke a minute ago. That
oh, did he?
He's actually in the.
All right, I turned my radio down while I was waiting on the phone.
It's all right. It was this
Rob.
Man. This
Love
man right
you
here.
Guys.
Rob.
Hi.
My Rob. Rob. The music.
Rob. Actually, from an episode of Sesame Street.
Electric Company.
Where they're teaching the kids how to say the word Rob. What was next? Rape?
No.
And after that, was it pillage?
No, it was Rob turning into Robe.
Oh.
And they were adding the E.
Okay, right.
Yeah, good reason to keep the kids away from the set.
Right. Beautiful. Okay, Gladys Kravitz is on the line.
No. And you know this will have something to do with Dennis Murphy. You know it will.
Isn't she on probation?
Yeah, I think she is.
Gladys?
No, I think you got the tape. Rob, did you listen to the tape?
Gladys, I didn't. I just
Rob.
What do you want, Gladys?
Well, you guys, I was in New York City last week, Thursday and Friday, and I'm so sorry I didn't get to see you guys.
Thank God we had to cancel the trip to New York last week.
I know it. I thought Charlie was lying to me. I even called WNEW.
Oh, man, we dodged that one. So what morning show did you camp out in front of?
I didn't.
You didn't?
You mean you didn't camp in front of the Today Show or Good Morning America?
Now, Sunday, on our way to the Plaza for breakfast, we did, like, right at 9 o'clock when they were finishing that weekend tonight. Weekend.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you'd log some time with one of those mornings.
No, they were all done. They were off the air. But I saw that one guy, but I don't even know what his name is. I don't watch it. But but I had a really good time. And I wish it would have been just perfect if I just got in to say hi to you guys.
Yeah, it would have been perfect. So, Gladys.
Went and saw Cabaret. Mike, you got to go see Cabaret.
Oh, fantastic. I'll go. At your recommendation, I'll go.
All right, Gladys, anything else, honey?
No, I just wanted to say hi and tell Frieda happy birthday.
Thank you. I will, and we will look forward to hearing from you for your monthly call in the month of July.
Yes, and I still might come to New York City. You never know.
That's not necessary.
No, please don't.
It was pretty easy taxi to get there. So.
I know, you just get on your broom.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, Gladys.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
That's right. Gladys always travels first class.
Very annoying. We only allow her to call the show once a month.
Absolutely.
So that's it until next month. Now, we got to do a break. I'm sorry. I promise we'll be right back.
Story of a girl.
Two of God's little brown gems. Don and Mike.
In photographs, I absolutely love
her. There we are.
When she
smiles. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Your girl, this is Buddy.
Yes, buddy.
Anyway, hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Anyway, your girl, Gladys, committed a party foul. Her probation wasn't over until the 22nd.
Couldn't stand it.
You know, I truly do love the people who listen to this show and listen to every second and every nugget of it.
They sweat the details, don't they?
They do. All right, well then, she can't call until July 22nd. Thank you, Buddy.
You're welcome.
Buddy.
You should put a big number up here in the studio.
Ed, why don't you just remember that?
July 22nd?
Got it. Remember that, please.
Rob.
Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rob.
Hey.
Rob.
This is John. I was just wondering what TV star you're going to attach yourself to next. Yeah. Leah's gone. Dick Van Patten's gone. Who's next?
You know, I don't know. They come in. It's not like they come all the time.
No, and it just has to happen. But we're very adept at, you know, fusing ourselves to.
Yeah, you are. We're just waiting for the next one to come along.
Well, you know,
kind of like Dennis.
Not
them,
a chance,
you know?
That's going to happen though, since we're not going out to L.A. anymore.
Yeah, that's too bad. You're kind of like Dennis then. Well, you have a good day.
That show last year, we did the most we could with that show.
I know.
Show.
We tried to make pudding out of S.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, a TV star, if you want to call him a TV star, who is desperately trying to get on the show, but we keep turning him down, is Christopher Titus.
Yeah, but
I mean, he really wants it bad. Broyhill says that the people from Fox call every week and say Christopher Titus got great response when he was on this show.
Sure. But we both feel the same way about the show. You watch the show, don't you?
I watched the last time I watched it, I didn't smile once in the entire half hour.
The show just ain't funny.
No.
No. You know who I'd like to hook up with is that old broad we had from Survivor yesterday.
Yes, or he's Sonya.
Right, Sonya.
You know who I really think we ought to try to really align ourselves with?
Who's that?
Dharma. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. She's fuggly.
You guys should attach yourselves to Tyne Daly.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby, that.
What's great is that we can attach ourselves to her and she won't even notice it.
That's what? Scrumptious, baby.
Thank you.
C'est magnifique, baby. Okay. Oh.
Goodbye. You know who that was? And I cut him off. That was the sex guy. That was the guy who would have started going, oh, baby.
Yeah, they're all sneaking in here right now.
All right, now listen, postponed from yesterday, a shocking claim. Mr. Ed was a zebra.
This is really, truly amazing.
Now, there is a website, www.urbanlegends.com.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about this site before. We've gone on. We've read some of the best stories.
Uh-huh.
There is one on there now. There is a story on urbanlegends.com that says Mr. Ed was, in reality, a zebra.
A zebra.
And all they did was paint the black lines.
Get some, like, tan paint and put it on the side of Mr. Ed.
Right, and of course, because it was a black and white television show.
Yeah, it could have been gray.
Mr. Ed was never in color.
Right.
So, they, let me see. Fueling the rumor are the appearances of zebras in two separate Mr. Ed episodes. The episode, Ed the Zebra, and also the episode entitled, Anybody Got a Zebra?
But those episodes, didn't they paint Ed to look like a zebra?
Mike, I'm not enough of a Mr. Ed aficionado to tell you the truth.
Head remembers, remembers. That's what they did.
But it might have been a double smokescreen.
Yes, like a double agent, where in fact they didn't paint him. They just removed the paint that was there all the time.
All right, so what they did was they actually got in touch with Alan Young, who we've had on the show before.
Yep, and years ago.
I'm surprised he's still alive. He's 81 now.
Scrooge McDuck.
And he says that, in fact, Ed was a horse.
Okay.
That,
of course.
Zebras.
I'm sorry.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
He says that zebras are not very smart. Now, how you would know that? I mean, who knows?
Well, he talks to the horse.
He said horses don't like zebras. So when they did the episode Ed the Zebra and Anybody Got a Zebra, Mr. Ed was very upset.
Okay.
Because Mr. Ed didn't get along with the zebras, with the guest zebras that they had on those episodes.
It's like bringing a wild animal into a, you know, into a, like a badger into a dog's house.
The trainer kept encouraging Ed to get close to the zebra. Or they just call him Ed.
Ed.
But Ed was glad when the filming was over. But hey,
Wilbur.
But hey, H-A-Y. Hey, what about the website?
Right.
Now, let's see. The website insists that the series started by casting a horse as Mr. Ed, but that the horse refused to perform on cue.
Mm-hmm.
So then, now the story goes that during the pilot, the original Mr. Ed...
Ed was a pilot?
No, during the pilot episode.
The pilot episode of the show.
The original, although that would have been a good plot to have
Ed as a pilot.
Ed fly a plane.
You couldn't have a normal plane, because of course it would be the biplane, you know, where they've got the scarves blowing behind
them. The Snoopy and the Red Baron
thing. What you do is have to cut holes in the bottom of the plane for Ed's feet.
Ed, don't you agree? Ed would be flying. Wilbur would be a passenger.
Yeah, Wilbur would be a passenger. Ed would be behind Wilbur, though.
Hold on, Mike.
That's how they steer those things.
We have a bulletin call here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi.
Because my last name is Titus.
Yes.
And man, I know you're trying to get the point across about the whole TIT things, but I was so glad when his show came out because people finally knew how to say my last name.
Right, so your first name's Terry?
Yes.
So, Mike, this is Terry Titus.
Terry Titus calling us right now. Terry, do a lot of people, I mean, Don designed that as kind of a J-O-K-E, but have a lot of people, like, made a mistake with your name and called you Titus?
Oh, my God, all my life.
And remember, Mike, you can't spell joke without J-O.
J-O, absolutely. I mean, if you saw that name, I would probably say Titus if I saw it without...
I would say Titus also, yeah. Although it's funnier to say Titus.
Titus.
Mm-hmm. Titus. All right, well, Terry Titus, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I only took that call because it said on screen, last name is Titus, like she was going to correct us. But in fact, she knew what we were doing.
We didn't even get a chance to ask if it was a relative.
She's one of the Tituses. So the story goes about Mr. Ed.
Yes.
That they're doing the pilot for the sample episode, and the original Mr. Ed goes crazy.
He just snaps his cap.
Gallops out of control.
Snaps his mane.
And they can't control. I mean, he won't go back into his barn.
Right.
He won't stand there while he's supposed to talk to Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
So they got Amelia. And Amelia is a zebra who wowed visitors at a nearby animal park by opening and closing her mouth and stamping her hooves
there
on
cue. See, there you go. You're wild animals.
Hiding her stripes from the TV audience was no problem since the show was filmed in black and white. Jungle Land consented to lend her out for a few days filming.
Yeah, I always noticed Mr. Ed had a bit of a sheen to him, like maybe paint.
Mm-hmm. Amelia the zebra worked out fantastically well. The pilot was wrapped up, and she appeared in all of the shows for 5 years on CBS. Amelia returned to Jungle Land, when Mr. Ed was canceled.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jungle Land.
So, the story I'm reading now, the only person who says that it was not a zebra is Wilbur.
Well, yeah, and who would be the number one conspirator?
Wilbur.
I bet he never had to even paint Mr. Ed.
Now, Wilbur says, Alan Young.
Alan Young, who's been on this show and frankly looked a little shifty to me when we had him here.
He says he can't believe he was duped after all these years. He says, and here's his quote on this topic, on this website.
I think he would have smelled the paint.
All I know is that the animal we had was inquisitive and docile.
Mm-hmm.
A great combination and a great lover.
No.
Made up the last word. A great combination for a performing animal.
Yeah, of course. That's why he had to put peanut butter and wire in his mouth.
So remember now, so then they go back to him and they say, but wait, you used the word animal. You didn't use the word horse.
Mm-hmm.
And his quote was, whether he was a horse with a high pedigree or an incredible zebra, he was one fine animal.
He's admitting it.
So
he's admitting that we've all been lied to after all these years.
So this is something that's on the website, www.urbanlegends.com, where they are claiming that Mr. Ed was a zebra.
I really would love to see, like, an episode right now to check it out.
Well, they got a picture. Yeah, I mean, look at the picture. Here's a picture of Wilbur and Mr. Ed. And then on top of it is a picture of a zebra.
All right.
Mr. Ed sure does look like a horse, doesn't he?
Mr. Ed is a horse. You know how you can tell? You can look at it right away and see. Look at the ears on the zebra.
Uh-huh.
The ears on the zebra are perfectly round. The ears on Mr. Ed are pointed.
But they could have, like, cosmetically fixed the ears, though. Remember we had
like
that...
crop the ears.
We had that story the other day about animal rights kooks who don't want animals to have any surgeries done to them.
I don't believe it. I believe Mr. Ed was a horse.
I'd like to believe it. The story I love the best about Mr. Ed that we heard one time when we were out in California was the way they got him to talk, right, that they would hook a piano wire to his mouth and they would put peanut butter on his lips. Mm-hmm. And then when they wanted him to speak, they had two guys off stage
pulling them out.
Pull the piano wire.
Both sides. One had the upper, one had the lower, and they'd like make him go crisscross.
So Mr. Ed's mouth would actually move.
I would have no problem believing that Mr. Ed was a horse if it wasn't for this gentleman. I'm talking about Alan Young.
Wilbur?
Wilbur to me.
And only because of the appearance on this show, right?
There was something where he just
he
didn't want to...
He was shifty when he was on our show.
Didn't want to open up. You know, he did a little of the Scrooge McDuck for us because he was the voice of that for
but
Disney.
But as I recall, he didn't want to talk a lot about the Mr. Ed years.
You asked him about the piano wire. That was what we were... You know, we were buying that smoke screen and then not even getting into the zebra question.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, me.
How great is that, though? Mr. Ed was a zebra.
He was a zebra.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike, my radio god.
Right, hello.
Hello. Listen, I'm a little too young to actually remember seeing the Mr. Ed show, but there are other differences between zebras and horses other than just their stripes. Zebras, for example, their mane never really grows very long, and it's sort of bristly, and it stands straight up.
Yeah, Mr. Ed did have a lovely mane.
Ed does have a mane. He does.
Yeah, so if that's the case, then it was a horse.
Are you, what'd you say, Rob? Wig?
A wig.
Could be a wig, right? Could be an Ed wig.
It's a merkin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Well, listen, Imus has a wig.
Right.
I mean, if Imus can wear a wig, certainly Mr. Ed could wear a wig.
Imus wears a big wig and a hat on top of it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Probably attached to the hat. Hello. He uses the wires, too, doesn't he?
Yes, they do. That's how they get Imus's mouth to move, right?
Yeah, they throw some sunflower seeds in there, and they move his mouth with wires.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just going to say the same thing pretty much, is that the horses are much bigger than zebras, and that horse was huge compared to any zebra. Zebras are like little donkeys with the big, huge ears. And
wait a minute. I've been to the zoo, and the zebras aren't that small.
They're a lot smaller.
I've seen zebras that are large.
No, this horse is a whole lot bigger than any zebra.
Of course, I'm just talking about their genitals.
Genitals are enormous.
I saw a zebra that was hung like a horse.
Absolutely. But
God,
zebras are horse size.
No, they're not. They're more like donkey size.
No, ma'am, I've been to the zoo, and you know something? Elephants are huge.
They are.
Elephants?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about elephants for?
I don't know.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Theater of the absurd.
Bye-bye. Here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Oh, here we go.
How are you?
Hi. What can we do for you?
There's two ways that you can tell if a horse is really a zebra.
Okay.
The zebra's mane stands straight up, and its tail is solid, except for the very end.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's it. But they could put hair all over them.
Right, if you give them a fake mane, you could give them a fake tail.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I had sex with Mr. Ed once. Boy, he is quite a horse.
Thank you, my friend.
Of course.
Bye-bye. Was it anal?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, quite. Well, it's going to be easy to do, I would imagine.
Hollywood.
Use the stool.
Let's just say he stunk like crap.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Of course he did. He's a horse. He a horse is that?
Or he's a zebra.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my testicular twosome. How you guys doing?
Hi, my friend. You're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to make a little comment on that zebra thing. There was an issue. A magazine, one of Rags, the Star, they put out, they said that on the cover that he was a zebra. And then if you read into the article all the way, it said that they found out that it truly wasn't, that this is a huge hoax and urban legend.
Well, I'm just getting it from the website, my friend. Thank you for the tip.
Question everything. That's the way, especially when it comes to TV. You never know what they're trying to perpetrate on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name's Francie. We used to have a cult out of the original Mr. Ed. He was a stallion, and he was a champion palomino that stood at stud at a farm in California.
So you mean you actually had one of, like, Mr. Ed's puppies?
We had one of his puppies, yes. We
really?
Had a cult, and Mr. Ed was, like, 16'2".
Did the puppy talk?
No. You know, we could never get it to say a word.
Do you know if Mr. Ed had a giant schlong?
Gee. Well, our mayor didn't complain.
Your mayor, not your mayor.
No.
Your mayor.
The female horse.
horse.
M-A-R-E.
Like the mayor was coming down to the farm every now and then. Where's that horse?
So she seemed real satisfied.
So the Mr. Ed baby that you had was a girl horse?
No, it was a colt.
A colt.
It was a boy horse.
Is a colt a girl horse?
Colt is a boy horse.
A boy horse, and a mare is a female horse.
Yes.
So the horse you had that came from the semen of Mr. Ed,
yes,
was that a boy horse or a girl horse?
That was a boy horse.
It was a boy horse. So your boy horse that came from the loin of Mr. Ed, did he have a gigantic horse penis?
It was a good one. Nothing to write home about.
Did you give him a name, or was it a horse with no name?
No, it has a name. Barn name was Sunny.
Sunny.
Hello.
All right, we're just horsing around. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi there.
I was just calling because way back then, I don't think they were that clever at disguising or doing costumes or special effects that they could actually disguise a zebra as a horse.
Oh, sure. You didn't obviously see the first Frankenstein movie.
Now, listen, I disagree. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's only through scientific viewing of the TV show Batman that I was able to discern that the Joker had a mustache. I mean, most people cannot tell that. That's it's right. Just because I'm such a Batman freak.
It took years for all of us to believe you when you would say that. And you would say, take a really close look at Cesar Romero.
I'm done with Mike's show.
You know, you can doctor zebras.
You know, nothing pissed me off more about Batman either than that prick Cesar Romero.
He didn't take that mustache off.
Refused to shave his mustache off to be the Joker.
Right.
God damn Cesar Romero.
but he was a good Joker.
He was the best Joker.
He was the best. He was the best villain on that show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
Please, for the love of Christ our Savior, turn your radio down.
I just wanted to let you know that Mr. Ed was actually built on the frame of a Saturn, I think it was, or Neon.
Neon, there you had it right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, last call, Don and Mike show.
Penis! Vagina!
Okay.
Vagina!
Let's just get a call 100 now to play the secret sound game, okay?
Right, we really didn't solve...
Put it in the thing. And someday we'll talk about it.
Already done.
All right. I tell Rob to put it in the thing, and sometimes I'll say to Rob, give me something from the thing.
Right.
And he'll say, well, how about the time you're talking about, Mr. Ed?
No, maybe we can get 81-year-old Alan Young on this show again and really give him what for.
Let's clear these lines. And maybe someday we'll call a zoo and find out the differences between a zebra and a horse.
Take care of that whole size issue.
Let's clear them right now. Get a call 1-800-877-365-3636. Secret Sound, $500 on the line. And we have not even had time to get into our other startling headline of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll do this very quickly with you when we get back. New book states J. Edgar Hoover was black.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's coming right up.
Fascinating.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Quite an exciting show today. If you're just tuned in, you missed me getting a pie in the face from Charlie Stossel.
That's right.
You also missed a showdown with Dennis Murphy after the vote on who would be the big leader for the group trip to King's Dominion.
Dennis finished last and then decided to reinvent himself.
So you get the new Dennis Murphy 2 weeks from today. And, of course, today's show started with my wife virtually being dry-humped by the guy Lorenzo, the stripper for her birthday.
Lorenzo, he of the big perfume.
And if you would like to see pictures of my wife being humped with her clothes on, go to www.2xposed.com. Those pictures not up right now.
That's right.
Should be up by the end of the evening.
Good.
Okay, call 100 times right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you sure are. What's your name?
Phil.
Phil, where are you from?
Phil? Phil.
Phil?
Phil? Hello?
Phil, where are you from, Phil?
I'm from Moscow, Idaho.
Phil, I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry, too.
Phil, you've won a DVD copy of Fight Club, now available on a two-disc DVD, commentary by Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. Buy it today. It's a good movie. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I am.
All right, $500 on the line. Secret sound, number 3, a common everyday sound heard in virtually every room of the modern home.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Play the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Big O Donald Duck.
And we wish you Godspeed.
caller, name this sound.
There it is. A sound that's heard in kitchens, bedrooms, living rooms, family rooms, garages, bathrooms. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
$500 on the line. What is that sound?
That is the sound of a... This is a good sound.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That is the sound of a... the only thing I can think of is a light switch.
No.
Oh, we're sorry. Well,
thank you, though.
You're very welcome.
Remember that almost every guest is a clue
for you.
Clue for you. Tomorrow we'll be in New York doing the show from WNEW, so attention, New York, we're coming up your way.
We're coming up there.
All right, now, was J. Edgar Hoover black?
Interesting tabloid story.
I mean, there's all those stories about J. Edgar Hoover maybe being a homo or maybe liking to dress like girls.
Right.
But this is the first time we've seen a story like this.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, if I know my history, J. Edgar Hoover had a problem with certain black leaders, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. One of the most powerful figures in American history, FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover, was really a black man posing as a white man. That is the shocking claim of a black woman who says her family tree... This is the second day in a row now family trees come up on the show. Remember yesterday it was the Stedman Graham family tree that had cousins mating with each other to make retardeds.
I think retardeds. I think that was that's good fodder for the tabloids, family trees.
Sure.
Let me see. In a new book, Secrets Uncovered... Who is it that writes this? Oh, who cares? Somebody named Millie McGee offers evidence that J. Edgar Hoover's father was Ivy Hoover, the son of a white master and his black slave. Hoover knew that he was black, but he doctored his records to make his ancestry look pure white.
Well, you can doctor records.
And generations of interracial breeding made J. Edgar Hoover so light-skinned that he easily passed as a white man.
Fascinating.
Hmm. Okay, so, who would know about this? You know who would know about this.
Right.
Do we have Gordon's phone number?
Yeah, I'm just, we'll throw that theory out there, because he knew J. Edgar Hoover personally, right?
Right. Who's called G. Gordon Liddy?
Hoover was all over Dr. King. I mean, he had dozens of investigations of Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I remembered it in history, that he... really went after Martin Luther King.
Very much so.
Look at this. There's no better topic to discuss with G. Gordon Liddy.
Right. He was in the FBI.
Than J. Edgar Hoover. I hope G's at home. I hope I don't get killed by calling his home number.
Like an electric charge coming down the phone?
Yeah. Nope, sounds like G's not there. Yep.
You've reached the Liddy's. Please leave your message after the beep. Thank you.
Is that G?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, G, it's Don and Mike. Hi.
Hello, sir.
Listen, we were calling about a matter of national security. We're reading the charges in a new book that says J. Edgar Hoover was black. Generations of interracial breeding made J. Edgar Hoover so light-skinned that he easily passed as a white man.
We wanted to know if you'd heard about this book and see if we could get any insight from you since you were in the FBI and you speak about J. Edgar Hoover quite often on your radio program.
And unfortunately, tomorrow, when we would see you, we're going to be up in New York. Mm-hmm. So if possible, could you just leave word with somebody?
Yeah, give us a call. Maybe we can talk to you about it.
I mean, I know it's a goofy story, but... You know, you'd be the best authority on the goofy story.
Because we know you know the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover and all that good stuff.
And thank you in advance for not killing us.
Yes,
for calling you at home.
Please don't kill us for calling you at home.
This call was made with nothing but love.
We do not want to be killed by you.
And Gordon, if you want to see some hot pictures of my wife with a stripper, go to www.2expose.com.
Thank you, sir.
But don't do it on the computer at home, because I know that your wife is like my wife, and she tracks what you do on the computer.
Absolutely.
Do it here at work. Thank you, Gordon.
Take care, Brother Gordon.
Please don't kill us. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Well done.
You got to be very careful when you leave a message for the G-man.
Yeah, you never know. He'll be walking down the hallway. I understand you called my home number.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Say right now, I'm going to kill you with this number two pencil.
He could. Easily.
Yes,
he could. And the funniest thing about this book is that they have a picture. Edgar Hoover. And he looks like the guy from The Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They try to make him, they doctor the photograph to make him, you know.
To make him look like the blackest man in the history of the world.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard he was a zebra.
All right, Buzzy. It's time for the news and the comments right now.
Yes. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight is AT&T trying to pull a fast one on us.
Oh, hold on. G. Gordon Liddy is here. Would you like to comment on that, sir?
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Gordon?
Listen.
If you think he was white, just say the name John.
Oh.
John.
John!
That's it.
Thanks.
We have our answer. Mystery solved.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking on air. Buzz, your lead story was...
Is AT&T trying to pull a fast one on us?
Right. Gotcha. Okay, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
If it helps, cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
Time now for news with Buzz. Sponsored tonight by Glen Ellen. Taste the new Glen Ellen. You know, for the longest time, I thought this was a girl.
But it's a wine.
But it's turned out it's a wine. Glen Ellen, good taste is within your reach. Hello, Buzzito.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, I will now tell you what I was going to tell you, but it's changed in the last few minutes. The government's keeping an eye on AT&T. No more. His hand has seemed quicker than the eye today. Maybe you heard they finally have done away with the telephone tax that was imposed to finance the Spanish-American War. AT&T's been ordered to pass the savings on to you. AT&T said, okay, we'll do that. It said the money would be folded into a new rate plan that lowers long-distance rates on Sundays and raises them on Saturdays and weekdays.
They are so shifty. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The federal government does not have a chance
no.
if they're going to get into the numbers game with AT&T.
No one does.
AT&T, all the phone companies, they're pig effers.
Absolutely.
You know, as I've told you before, it costs them at this point... 1/100th of a cent per
right.
long distance,
mm-hmm.
which is why now when you see the ads on TV with who was that? Who's that hot chick?
Oh, I don't know her name, but she's lovely.
Alyssa Milano now.
No. The Sprint chick who dances in all the ads?
No, but Alyssa Milano did one that I saw for the first time last night, a phone ad for another long-distance service.
Milano, is it Cella?
Yeah, Cella Ward.
Cella Ward.
Cella Ward, right.
God damn, she's hot. I love those commercials when she dances. When she bounces the number two off her ass cheeks.
Yeah, she looks like she's just had a little tussle.
And all their, what they're saying is, it now costs you... 2 cents a
right.
minute, whereas opposed to a year ago, it was 5 cents a minute. You know, 2 years ago, it was 15 cents a minute.
Sure.
They're just effing us the whole way on this thing.
They really are. I mean, what it should have been a long time ago, it should simply be you buy a phone, and you pay a lot of money for that phone, and then that's it. And then you get to use your phone, but no...
To me, it's a shell game. I defy anybody to try to get a straight answer out of any phone company on what's the best calling plan for you. Do you pay $10 a month and get it for 2 cents a minute, or do you pay $5 a month and get it for 7 cents a minute? It's insane. No one can possibly sort that out.
You know what I do urge people to do, and I know I've said this before, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but my wife has a great scam going where... She signs us up for MCI.
Right.
Because she knows that 3 weeks later, AT&T will call, and AT&T will say... We will give you $100 mm-hmm. if you switch your account. So she says, okay, and we get the check from AT&T. And 3 weeks later, Sprint calls, and right. they say, if you will switch to Sprint, we will give you $100. I mean, it is a source of income that we now count on that every month to month and a half,
sure.
we're going to get $100 from one of these phone companies just for changing our service.
That's a good idea.
And we do it all the time.
Brilliant. Consumer groups say the bottom line on the plan introduced by AT&T today is that we'll all be paying lots more. The head of the FCC was also not convinced. He said that AT&T promised a price break, and quoting him, the new rate plan does not do that.
brilliant.
And in the commercial break...
kidding. It is a brilliant idea.
I know. During the commercial break, after the tease...
That's how he sucks up to your wife there. He didn't do it. He was really relaxed, but you see, once you said that was your wife's idea, that's why...
Brilliant.
There you go. Watch out.
AT&T says now, during the commercial break, they announced that they are going to put off the plan to raise the phone rates and take another look at the whole thing. The government's still watching and still just as confused as the rest of us.
I'm jealous, though, because I live out in Fumbuck. Then you have monopolies out there where you can't have the change of services, and I can't do it out where I live.
Where you live, because it's a monopoly.
It's one company.
You either have to get your phone service from the thimble,
right,
or from the little guy driving the race car.
Or Sarah. Sarah's out there. She takes care of me.
Always making the monopoly joke.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
Thimble guy.
I understand. You know, I understand.
Do not pass go.
The thimble, yes.
The FBI is looking
brilliant.
In.
I thought it was a brilliant joke. I really did.
The FBI is looking in.
I'm sorry you didn't think so, Buzz.
No, I did. I enjoyed it all.
Well, you didn't say it was brilliant.
Well, it was quite brilliant, but I liked it very, very much.
Your wife is brilliant, though, to do that. I just wanted to
sure is mine.
Absolutely.
The FBI is looking into some of the auction action on eBay. The Sacramento...
Hey, Mike, you might want to pay attention to this.
I really might want to pay attention. I'd like to talk to him.
Well, this is just one aspect of it all, of course. The Sacramento Bee and the New York Times say the Bureau suspects there's some shilling going on. That's where friends of the seller put in bids just to drive up the price. Reporters took notice when a painting that went up for 25 cents eventually sold for nearly $136,000. In the end, the painting never changed hands. eBay voided the sale when it learned that the seller himself had put in a bid for $4,500.
And I just learned moments ago on the show the FBI was at one time led by a Negro man, J. Edgar Hoover.
Absolutely, and we'll have all the answers on that when we speak to former agent George Gordon Liddy.
Tomorrow.
Good.
Tonight somebody else gets voted off the island on that Survivor show. Tonight we see the plot thicken, according to the producer.
Channel 9 won't be running a telethon here in Washington,
no,
will they?
I don't think so.
Of all the nights for my wife to have her birthday.
But ABC's put Millionaire on against it again at the last minute.
I'm going to tape it, but you know me. I'll tape it and I'll F it up. I won't be able to get the tape right, so tomorrow you guys are going to have to tell me who got kicked off the island.
I'm looking forward to seeing it for the first time.
Okay, now we all know this is hype, but it's very good hype. Quoting the producer... The duplicity of these people is amazing. They'll say one thing to a member of their team and a completely different thing to the camera when that person's back is turned.
He said that to us when we interviewed him about a month ago.
Also tonight, we find out more about the contestants' sexual preferences. Quoting the host, that will divide some people.
I'll tell you right now. Richard Hatch?
Yes.
Big homo.
Hmm.
During the surprise homo?
That guy Rudy.
I don't think so. Although it would be a great surprise.
Yes.
It would be like a surprise, like an American Beauty. At the very end, absolutely.
Just very, you know, they're like working on a Quonset hut or something, and all of a sudden, whoa!
Don't you remember the quote in The Coming Attractions last week where he says, I've gotten to be friends with Richard, not in a homo way, but he's good. He's strong, but he's fat.
Right. That guy Rudy, that might be who he reminds me of most, the next-door neighbor in American Beauty, that big homophobe.
Absolutely. That is the ultimate surprise. In that movie.
Oh, and during the commercials, check out the Gilligan's Island Marathon on TV Land.
Yeah, sure I will. Buzz, hold on. Right. We've got to sneak this in. We'll be right back.
This make them pimps smack you. Don and Mike.
The Cart 3's been acting up all day today. Didn't play the rejoiner properly. Sorry about that. This girl next door is on the phone. Would this be the girl next door who F's like a whore? Let's see. Lindsay?
Hi there.
Is this the girl next door who F's like a whore?
That's me.
Right.
Oh, bravo.
How are you guys?
Hi. We're doing great, thank you.
Great. Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Well, I just had a call because I was so excited to hear that last little sound bite, but they have the rhyme backwards.
Oh, did we use that in our rejoiner?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but they, well, I forget who recorded it, but they say, F's like a whore, but looks like the girl next door. But the whole irony comes from the fact of you saying, looks like the girl next door, but F's like a whore.
Lindsay?
I mean, it's all in the delivery.
Lindsay?
Yeah?
Are there any openings left at your writer's workshop?
Oh, Rob's bitter.
No, I tried it both ways, and I liked the way it scanned the way we wrote it, which is why I wrote it that way.
Really?
Yes, really, darling.
I just thought the impact was more
instead
of the other way.
That's fine.
Lindsay, do you know who you're arguing with right now?
I guess a creative genius. I shouldn't even try to argue.
What's his name?
I can't tell if that's Rob or Buzz right now.
Rob.
Okay.
It's Rob.
He's angry at you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Rob, okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank God. You know, when I saw on the screen it said Lindsay, girl next door, I thought she was calling for the pregnancy contest. I was like, boy, that was fast.
It's be incredible,
too. No, not that quick.
Just
hey,
down.
Guess what?
What?
I did get engaged.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Rob, I know, is very happy about that.
I have congratulations, and a special congratulations to the lucky guy.
Yes, he's feeling pretty good about it, I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, he's going to be all smiles.
That's the guy who originally told you, look
yes.
like the girl next
yes,
door,
that
but
is
F
the poet himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for checking in, Lindsay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
He's going to smile forever.
Oh, man, I do like it when we just skim the surface of that great lake of rage you have.
With Rob A. Rocker.
John Rocker.
John Rocker of the show. You know, John Rocker has been sent to Richmond.
Yeah, right. Because not only is he an a-hole, but he can't pitch.
To pitch for the Richmond Braves. And I'm really thinking about sending Rob to Richmond.
Yes, to interview him?
Yeah, since Rob spends a lot of time in the Richmond area.
Mm-hmm. I have, yeah.
You know, I'm sure John Rocker would do a one-on-one.
Sure.
Absolutely. With Rob. All you have to do is do a little meet and greet with him and find out that you guys are really so similar in so, so many ways.
John, we're cut from the same cloth.
Rob Spiewak, up close with John Rocker. Join me next week for David Duke.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, I happen to have a story here from the New York Post about that. Richmond, Virginia may have been the capital of the Confederacy, but it's not exactly rolling out the welcome mat for fastballer John Rocker. A city councilman there tells the paper, "We have enough loudmouth racists in Richmond already." That's a city councilman.
Did we know whether he reported? That was the big question, whether the guy was even going to report to the minor league. I mean, he's been demoted, and he's not real happy.
Haven't heard yet. That is the question.
And you know, we've got it covered if he takes another slip down, because the way the Atlanta Braves work is
right.
You go from Atlanta to Richmond, and then the next step down is Greenville, South Carolina.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Greenville Braves.
Oh, man, that's good. Well, you know, he's right where he should be, isn't he?
Yes, always within listening distance of this show.
Well, now he's been banished to the Richmond Braves, and the team has already made changes in its security for if and when he shows up.
Now, I want to tell you something, and I know we're on in Richmond.
Right.
It's too bad you just have to know what I really think about the good people of Richmond. I will bet anybody, anything, that he gets a standing ovation the first time he takes the mound in Richmond.
The head of Virginia's NAACP says there will be a lot of supporters in Richmond for Rocker. Quoting him, it gives them something to wahoo about.
That's funny.
The head of a white supremacist group says his boys plan to give Rocker that standing ovation.
God, what an idiot.
About 200 people on Disney's Magic Ship got sick during a three-day cruise to the Bahamas last week.
Yay.
Disney says the passengers started complaining of stomach aches, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Everybody got the flu, that's all it was.
One day after the ship set sail from Florida, more than 100 guests were treated at the ship's medical center, including seven who needed intravenous fluid to treat their dehydration. The passengers' stool samples will now be analyzed by the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
Hey, what's a little diarrhea if we give them all a free tote bag?
Disney would like your stool sample, sir. Disney says it's handling refund requests on a case-by-case basis.
I'm going to be sending mine directly to Michael Eisner.
Thank you, Don. I received your stool. It checked out fine. I'll be sending you a pair of antelope boots.
Thank you. Oh, gee, I hope his legal jam doesn't hold up Eminem's movie deal. Turns out the gun that fell out of the crowd during a brawl at a Detroit club the other night belonged to the Grammy-winning rapper.
Marshall Mathers.
Yes, Marshall Bruce Mathers.
Uh-huh.
He's being arraigned today on felony charges of assault with a deadly weapon. And
what are you doing, nod your head because you know that's his name?
No, I just like Eminem. I'm really a big fan of Eminem's. I do. Marshall, you know, he got a little hot-headed. His fans grabbed him.
He's also facing a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon.
That'll help his power. It'll help his power.
That's so funny.
Actually, it maybe wasn't the fans after all. Turns out Marshall Mathers hit a dude over the head with the unloaded gun after he saw the guy kiss his wife Kimberly.
Well, he's the real Slim Shady. That's the way he's got to behave.
Reports out of Hollywood, meanwhile, say Eminem set to star in a movie about his life for Universal Pictures. And remember, kids, bad behavior will not be rewarded.
And the role of Eminem will be played by David Lynn.
Perfect.
All he has to do is color his hair.
Yeah, and perhaps a few milkshakes.
Yeah, put on a few pounds.
Just a few.
Another day, another rap star in trouble with the law. The cops are looking for DMX. He supposedly crashed into a car full of women and then left the scene. The women say he first tried to blame the other driver and then asked one of his friends to take the blame and then left, saying he would not pay for the damage. They say he was spewing obscenities as he got out of a Ford Expedition that broadsided a Honda Accord near 12th and 56th in New York.
Yeah, but the obscenities were rhyming.
The women quote DMX as saying, F you, bitch, I'm not paying for S. They say he asked a friend to take the blame, quoting again, I don't have a license.
F you, bitch, I'm not paying for S. You can figure out the rest.
DMX's rap sheet includes his charges for drugs, weapons, assault, and rape. He eventually was cleared of the rape and stabbing charges.
Hey, about your neck, I don't give an F. Now I'm going to get him back into my truck.
Thank you. I understand. I would have had to use
only the word you actually said the F word. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
My job to report the end of civilization. The Recording Industry Association of America says the Bloodhound Gang album, Hooray for Boobies, has just gone platinum.
Well, Buzz, that's a good album.
I didn't say it wasn't.
You and me, baby, let's do it like mammals.
I love that album.
On the Discovery Channel. Yes. I hate it when you try to talk about music.
I know you do. I know.
It drives me crazy.
It drives you nuts.
It's so transparent.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Moi?
Yeah.
Transparent.
That's the Invisible Man.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
And viruses aren't just for people or computers anymore. Your cell phone may be next. A computer virus swept Spain yesterday, calling numbers at random and sending angry messages to cell phone users.
Hello, I hate you. You suck.
One expert predicts that within a year, some bad guy could program your phone to access the Internet without your even knowing about it.
Ah, there goes my cell phone right now.
Phone telephone. Now. Hey, somebody get the phone!
Don't answer that, really.
I know, it's my... Someone get the phone!
It's my cell phone.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I wonder if you would take a request.
Sure.
Yeah. Go into real estate.
Right. It's Dave Letterman.
Oh, man.
Always call me on my cell phone from Spain.
Now, the virus that hit Spain won't hit here because Europe uses a different system for its cell phones, but the virus which could be adapted for the American system works like the I Love You virus, spreading itself to everyone in your Microsoft Outlook address book.
Hello. I love you. I love you so much.
If your phone really acts up, you just have to give it to David Letterman. He'll put it in a bag and take it to Spain.
Now you can commit adultery without leaving your house, at least if you're Catholic. If you're married and you engage in sex on the Internet with someone other than your spouse, you're committing adultery, according to a Vatican-friendly magazine.
Well, what do they know?
Italian Catholic says adultery is adultery, even
wrong.
If it's virtual.
Sitting in his computer.
Wrong.
Sitting in his computer.
Wrong.
Typing his name.
Wrong.
You know, it's funny, Rob just bought a computer.
Wrong.
It was a used computer, though, right, of course?
Free.
And you got it for free.
Wow.
Have you got it hooked up yet?
I plugged it in.
Plugged it in.
Wrong. That's it. It's great.
Hey, dudes.
Oh, hey, the Pope is here. God, he came out of nowhere.
He
just materialized. Hey, dudes.
What's the deal with this adultery from your home? On the Internet, you're considering that a...
It's showbiz.
It's what?
Schulbit.
Schulbit? Oh, you're doing a little pig Latin.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you're not to worry about it?
No.
Oh, fantastic.
Get your jerk on.
Do you have a computer in your office?
Do I? Really? I go to www.2expose.com.
Have you heard who's going to be on there soon?
Oh, Don's wife? I'm looking at her right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, baby.
My. Oh, my. Oh, my.
I did not know she's so hot.
Santa, please.
Oh, me. Me so horny. I'm just a man.
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bones. You know the other hot website at the Vatican?
What's that?
Scat.com.
Scat.com, really? What is that one?
We love the pumpkin pie picture.
Oh, you like those, really? Do they make their way around the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's see.
All the Cardinals.
Wow.
Mark McGwire, Tony La Russa.
Any of the older Cardinals there, like Bob Gibson? Just checking.
Ozzie Smith. All the old Cardinals. Jim Hart.
Cardinal Lou Brock.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
J.O. to your heart's content. Ethan ain't cheating, and neither is J.O.ing on the Internet.
Will you be sure and say hi to Dan Dierdorf for me?
And one more thing.
Yes.
Bob Hope dies soon.
Well, soon? Come on, you're the holy man. You're the pontiff. You got to give us a specific day.
It'll be a day you're on the air.
Really?
I wouldn't F you.
A weekday?
A weekday.
This week or next?
Yes.
Oh, he's not tipping his hand.
Very cagey.
Come on, give us a little nugget, Your Holiness.
Don't believe this crap about butterscotch candies. Please.
Really? You know, you talked to the big guy?
Yeah.
All right, he's not going to be here for a while.
The big guy said to me, hey, he's already on the list. Goddamn pink toe.
Oh, controversial language. Stay out of the Cardinals.
I will. All of them.
All of them.
An Iowa State trooper is under investigation for giving the NFL's MVP a break. Star quarterback Kurt Warner posed for a souvenir photo when he was stopped for doing 74 in a 55. He was on his way to a Red Cross event on the day back in March. Sergeant Randy Jones says he gave Warner a break because the Rams QB is, quote, a model to young people. The Iowa State Police says its officers do have some discretion out there, but that they don't usually give warnings for 19 over the speed limit. So the trooper's being investigated.
Well, live and learn.
Come on. Come on, yeah. BFD.
Time out, Buzz. Be right back.
This. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank brought to you tonight by Glen Ellen Wine. Taste the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Us Magazine says Whitney Houston has rejected the pleas of friends and family to get into rehab. The magazine outlines an incident in Los Angeles on the last leg of Whitney's most recent concert tour. It says drug counselors and family members were called to her room at 3:30 in the morning as she and husband Bobby Brown did battle.
Was Jim Elliott called in?
I don't believe he was.
I've battled those demons.
The counselor reportedly found Whitney sitting on the bed dazed and surrounded by broken beer bottles.
Well, listen, you be the judge. Mm-hmm. Here's a tape of Whitney. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's on something?
Yeah. Wash your face and hands.
Get down, Mama.
Whitney Houston.
Get in bed. Wash your face and hands.
Put a little bit of feeling. Well, you know, you can't judge there. What about this? We actually asked her to say something.
Oh, good.
And here's the tape of Whitney Houston speaking.
You Don Geronimo. You Don Geronimo. Sounds good.
She sounds fine to me.
Yeah. Me too, Mike.
I agree. The report quotes a witness as though as saying that Bobby was obviously high at the time, and even though Whitney was reportedly exhausted, they couldn't break her down. The source says she wouldn't listen to anyone's advice to get help, not even her mother. Kathy Lee leaves morning television on July 28th.
Aunt K!
And although that's only 7 weeks away, it will seem...
Aunt K!
See somebody about that cough.
Aunt K! Ellie's my uncle.
It will seem like longer than 7 weeks if this keeps up, especially if she keeps telling us how hard it is to be her and how hard it will be to replace her. Kathy Lee still believes that whoever gets the job will be crucified, but she thinks it comes with the job, while the rest of us know it's just her.
Right. Whoever gets the job won't be crucified, mm-hmm. because whoever gets the job won't be a giant bitch like Kathy Lee.
Yeah, and it will be a savior, and that's what's really going to kill Kathy Lee, when she sees her replacement get mm-hmm. this incredible love affair going. And I do hope they make the right choice, because I really hope it is somebody that everybody can get excited about.
She says it will be good in the beginning, but she says then the press will turn on this new person, because that's what the press does.
The press will turn on the new person if the new person preaches a holier-than-thou attitude and trots out her children as if they were animals.
And decides to have a clothing line made in sweatshops. You know, that type of thing. That'll do it.
So it's going to be a good day? No.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Well, these are the things that Kathy Lee was saying yesterday on the Fox News channel. She was also saying how tricky it is to work with Regis.
Here she goes.
Yeah.
She can't help herself.
Yeah, this is why I brought this story to the table.
She's getting angrier and angrier because she knows she made a bad decision. She made a bad decision in a moment of rage when she saw Regis's success, and she said, well, I'm just going to quit.
Right. Of her replacement, she says she's going to have to know that fine line between how much to kick his rear end and how much to kiss it. And Kathy Lee says she's leaving behind some big shoes to fill, again,
please.
About the replacement, quote, I really don't know if she exists. You cannot bottle that chemistry.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, she's evil.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody call Cunny Laboratory. You can bottle that. And furthermore, as far as, you know, kissing his ass.
Right.
I would have to say, and I watch that show most days of the two of them are there.
Yeah.
He does the ass kissing, or no, there's a better way to describe it. It's not that he kisses her ass.
He placates her.
Is that he quietly sits there and folds his hands while she prattles on about... Oh, did I tell you what it was the most recent time? I think it was... well, this week they have Pat Sajak sitting in for me. Okay? And Pat Sajak seems like a nice enough guy who has a decent sense of humor.
Sure.
But he's got to sit there because he's the guest host. He can't interject anything. He has to just suck up to her.
But she prattles on.
She was talking about Cody being in a tennis tournament.
Right.
Okay. And she announces, first off, that at Cody's school, for the fifth year in a row, Cody's won the award for being the most polite and nicest boy in his class.
Of course he has.
Okay?
Yes, of course.
What kind of school has an award like this?
I'm not aware of it. Not of the school where my kid goes.
So then she announces that Cody was in a tennis tournament over the weekend, which incidentally, he won.
Hey, there you go, of course.
But she was so proud of him because whoever the kid is he was playing against, as the kid would hit a volley over to Cody's side, as Cody was running up to return it, he would say, "Good shot."
And anybody that's ever played tennis, that's really what you want to hear from your opponent, too. That's not going to make you too ticked off, but you want to bury the tennis racket in the other person's head.
That kid, I would pay anything to be that kid's psychologist.
Oh, it's going
to
be incredible.
I mean, you would be able to go live on an island somewhere.
Absolutely.
With the money you're going to collect from the Giffords for all the damage that she's done. Imagine that. Toads, listen, this year, I'm going to be very upset if you're not voted the most polite boy in school. Do you hear me?
Yes, Mommy dearest.
Yes, I do, Mom.
Of course I do, Mom. I'm really looking forward to going to school again and being the most polite kid on the block. But, boy, I'm just filled up with all sorts of rage at you.
You just wait till I get my driver's license, Mom.
Then it's all over. I'm driving to Vegas by myself.
Universal Pictures is suing Mike Myers for walking away from the Dieter movie. The movie's based on Saturday...
Oh, you know, Mike Myers, that might be a smart move.
Yeah, I think it's a real good move.
Might be. Based on his Saturday Night Live character, of course, from Sprockets, Myers tells E! Entertainment Television he's shocked and dismayed about the lawsuit. He says he left the project because the script needs a lot of work. USA Today...
So did the basic idea that you're going to make a movie out of Sprockets.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but he signed the deal. He agreed to make a movie for over $20 million.
Is Lorne Michaels involved in this again?
I'm guessing he is.
Yeah, of
because most of the bad scripts based on Saturday Night Live sketches are bad.
Remember when I said about how bad the Jim Carrey Man on the Moon movie is?
Right.
Another reason it's so bad is that Lorne Michaels is all over...
Oh, is he really?
...the goddamn movie.
He's okay.
All
sucks.
Over. And there's continuity errors in the Man on the Moon movie. For instance, the Lorne Michaels, when Andy Kaufman first went on Saturday Night Live, looks exactly the same as the Lorne Michaels 5 years later.
Gray hair.
When Andy Kaufman has worn out his welcome.
Right.
And when they are reliving the scene when Andy Kaufman goes on the show, on Letterman's show with the wrestler, it's the old late night set, except... it's the modern Letterman who's got no hair, wearing glasses.
They didn't do anything to change that.
No.
Because they just wanted to get Letterman.
Yeah, they were so desperate to get him. And all the people from Taxi, God damn, they look so old. When they were trying to recreate the scenes.
But you are right about that trailer you told me to watch, that new one that's coming on, and Irene.
The new Jim Carrey, now that is going to be slap nuts funny.
The Farrelly brothers again, it looks absolutely incredibly funny.
He's also just signed a deal Jim Carrey has for a new movie. I believe it's called The Phone Booth, and he will be on screen.
I was telling Mike about this during a commercial today.
Yep, absolutely.
On screen during the entire movie. He'll be on screen the entire time. It's about a guy who picks up a payphone, and the guy at the other end tells him that if he hangs up, he'll be killed. And that's what the whole movie's about.
That's a funny concept.
This is really a guy that I think is making a wonderful decision to go back to what everybody loves him for and is not trying to be Tom Hanks, which is what I think he was trying to be for a while there.
Buzz, would you consider Jim Carrey to be
a rubbery-faced comedian?
No, I was looking for another word that I heard earlier.
He was looking for an adjective.
Oh, you mean brilliant?
Yes. Yes, I thank you. But we got a break.
Okay.
I got dinner tonight. Yeah. You know, got the big national celebration dinner tonight.
This is the culmination of that. Will there be fireworks?
Sorry. Will there?
Will there be...
Woo!
toe-tapping touch tones right there.
God, I usually don't let my guard down like that.
Exploding out of your radio.
I tell you, the alcohol really showed there, didn't it?
Time for a call 100.
Don't look at me like that, Rob.
And the prize package selected especially for you. Be the 100th person to call right now. Call Toya, call Lisa, standing by at 877-365-3636.
Will there be wine with dinner?
There might be, Mike. Be right back.
From the creators of Marquee in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, back in New York, in the studios of WNEW. And for those of you listening to us in New York, we're going to be announcing a very special contest for you guys on Friday.
All right.
Just for the people from New York, we'll announce it on tomorrow's episode.
Good.
Today we want to thank Lorenzo from Amazing Entertainment for coming by and dry humping Frida.
Yes, it was quite a show.
AmazingEntertainment.com is the website. You'll want to see pictures of Frida and all of the birthday stuff today. This should be up tonight at this website, www.2exposed.com.
That's right.
And now again, here is Buzz.
In sports, we rooted for the Knicks in Portland, so tonight the Lakers and the Pacers open the NBA Finals. It's the Pacers' first trip to the Finals since the ABA days. It's the first trip for the Lakers in 9 years.
It's Larry Bird magic.
The Washington Post says the Wizards have a new coach. The paper says University of Miami coach Leonard Hamilton has agreed to a 4-year deal worth around $2 million a year. He just signed a 7-year contract extension with the school last year. Now, this afternoon, Michael Jordan says there is no deal. The paper was premature. He says he has talked to Hamilton.
Oh, man, I tell you, that is a CF, isn't it? I mean, I'm not a basketball fan, but that is a real CF, what they're doing with the Wizards, and it is not a good sign of things to come.
No, well, listen, here's what Michael Jordan had to say.
I can't speak. I'm dumb.
There he is. That was his comment on how come it's taking him so long to turn the Wizards around. Michael Jordan.
I can't speak. I'm dumb.
There you go.
And Sammy Sosa isn't happy. He says Cubs manager Don Baylor isn't showing him proper respect by questioning his overall playing ability. Things began to turn ugly last November when the first-year manager said he wanted to make Sammy a more complete player.
Hmm. What does it matter? Why does a guy have to be a complete player?
He gives a million home runs.
Doesn't matter at all.
First-year manager.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a Brooklyn man's facing assault charges after hitting his wife in the face with a shovel.
Oh.
Rob Spiewak!
There you go.
No, it was clearly an accident.
Don't ever come near me when I'm gardening.
This was absolutely an accident.
I wanted to grow an inch. Here you go. Huh?
In Rob's garden, that would be a hearing aid. It'd just be helping Carrie to hear a little better.
Hearing aid. There you are.
He didn't mean to hit his wife. It was clear the man was trying to hit the sanitation worker who was writing him a $55 parking summons. The sanitation worker ducked. The wife didn't. But she says she forgives him in spite of the dizziness and the 15 stitches. And tomorrow, the couple leaves for a vacation in Aruba.
We are going to have a good time.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of
the Yes, that's it. Got you, go. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. I don't like to let you know what's happening on the show the next day, so as to keep the spontaneous nature, but just let me say, after the vaginal monologues, tomorrow we're going to premiere either the breast monologues, the anus monologues.
Excellent.
Or the penis monologue.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. They'll all be great.
That'll be on tomorrow's episode. Now, call 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
This is Wally.
Wally, where are you from?
Reno, Nevada.
Wally, call 100 and you want a DVD of Fight Club. Now available on a two-disc DVD with commentary by Brad Pitt, Ed Norton, deleted scenes, etc. Buy it today. But wait, there's more. You've also won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City, Sunday night, 9 East, 8 Central, only on the HBO. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Our station in Reno is KPLY.
K-Play.
Send some love to them. All right. We'll be at NEW in New York tomorrow. Talk to you then. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don. Happy birthday, Frida.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll let you know how that goes.
Good.
Robbie.
Sydney.
Throw your beret in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. We might have to fix that tape.
Come on, what's the house here?
Brilliant.
Hello.
Say brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye, brilliant.
This is the dawn.